You're gonna mute me.
Bob and Billy down here on the sidelines hearing that radio. What are you thinking so far?
I am starstruck, buddy.
This is a happening game
out here. This is a happening game for me, man.
Right now, who is these guys?
Well, we got Ty Laws out there. We got Seymour. Peyton Manning is back there, man. Everybody's here. We just got done interviewing Terrell Owens. Man, this is great.
Yeah, this is having a blast. We're having a blast out here. Hopefully, we're going to get up. We'll be able to talk to some of the players soon. We're going to have some fan interviews. We're just going to bring you the entire perspective from the Keeping It Real. Bob and Billy down on the field, Pro Bowl 2004 on HernNet Radio.
From every angle, and by every means, the Earthling is being conditioned. What is he learning? What is his ultimate purpose?
Aloha, thanks for joining us for Keeping It Real Sports right here on HernNet Radio, where music and talk, as always, are just one click away, and you're just a few moments away from the most exciting, the most electrifying, the most in-depth, behind-the-scenes at the Pro Bowl show you're going to get on the internet. And guess what? Next year, we're going to try to get behind-the-scenes at the WNBA so we can bring everything together. In here with me today in the basement, my cohort, Billy in Hawaii.
What's up?
All the way from California, the man himself. How you doing, Trey?
Is it Trey? Is it Trey? That's what they say. I'm chilling, Bob.
Is it Trey? That's what they say. How you feeling tonight? Good to. We're glad to be back in the basement. You know, Billy and I were out sneaking around at the Pro Bowl.
Yes, we were. We were doing it basement style, baby.
No doubt. Was y'all out there grimy with a barbecue and a beer sneaking it in inside your coat stuff?
We were in. Like Flynn.
Well, let me tell you that. We're currently, hopefully I'll get all the pictures up, but you have to see this picture of the girl buried Billy's head between these enormous breasts. I mean, you just got to see the picture, because you're not going to believe me until you see the picture.
I got the good end of the stick on that deal.
No doubt. That's like heaven.
Hey, yep. I can tell you, though, people were really excited. I mean, they said, we went out, we walked around with the fans. We said, we're at HernNet Radio. Can we interview you? And they said, oh, Billy, you're the new guy. Come here. Let me break you in.
I got broke, all right. Right on. This show is going to be off the hook.
Yep. Hello? Okay, it's kind of quiet on that end. How's California?
Good looking now, Bob. Let me blast off. Blast off. I'm back here in the basement, 2K4. Hitting you back with the week that was, Bob. Let me throw this out there to you because I know you're a conspiracy theorist. The 9/11 panel is grilling your favorite girl, Condoleezza Rice. What's up with that, yo?
You know what that is? That's people that don't have enough time on. They got too much time on their hands. There's another conspiracy. Now, how do you figure that these people are going to actually conspire to let somebody fly two airplanes into the World Trade Center? That's ridiculous. But you know what is even more ridiculous?
What's that?
If you believe in a conspiracy and you think just because you call them in and ask them the question, they're going to tell you all about it. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, we realize that you are part of the deep underground super secret world organization. Now in front of Congress and the whole world, tell us everything about it. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the conspiracy. Like, well, what did they expect them to say? You know what I mean? That's like, it's all politics. It's just a way just to yourself on the news and look good, you know. But I can tell you one thing though, Condoleezza is fine. Except for that name. What is that name? What does that name mean?
Billy, what do you think a Condoleezza means?
Couldn't tell you, man. I don't even know who the hell that is.
Secretary of State?
Oh, how about that?
No, wait. Yeah, she's Secretary of State. No, Colin Powell is Secretary of
State. No, she's not.
What is she?
She's a national security advisor.
Oh, okay. I know she's one of those. See,
I don't know what's up with the name, man.
And I follow politics, and I just had a brain fart on that one myself.
That's why it's live, baby. I have no idea who she is, man. I couldn't help
no
you.
No doubt. Billy, obviously a product of the American school system. Moving on.
That would be the New York school system.
No doubt. Check it out, Bob. Now, Billy, you are from upstate New York, as is the T-Dizzle. Why in the hell do people live in the cold northeast of America?
I can't speak for everybody, but that's why I'm in Hawaii, man. Because I ain't nuts. I know how it feels. But I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know. People just... People just live where they live sometimes. They don't move. I don't know. I don't know why.
Bob, you moved.
That's right.
That's right.
But
that's
I'm
why,
not but I'm not regular people.
I don't understand why they go out there in 10 degrees with like a t-shirt on, man.
Yeah, what's up
with that?
What
kind of crazy nutty crap is that?
And then you got those guys at the polar bear clubs. Every year they go out and jump in the ocean.
How about your Bills fans, man, out there with no shirts on, painted red and blue?
Well, those are the white Bills fans.
Yes. Because you see the black people, they're all like bundled up where you go and see eyes. Oh. And even then, there's glasses on.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No doubt. Move it on. Bob, your favorite day of the year is coming up because you are the ladies' man. But Valentine's Day, now hit me back. What are you going to get the old ladies for Valentine's Day? And Bob, I want you... What was your lamest Valentine's Day gift of all time?
The lamest Valentine's Day gift of all time was when I actually thought that emailing one of those internet email Valentine cards would suffice.
Oh, boy.
That did not work at all, man. Uh-oh. That went down like a shit brick house. A brick shit house. Is up to down. Well, I was thinking about you. Yeah, right. Y'all, next.
What about you, Billy?
Well, I don't have anybody, but if I did, I don't know. I'd give her some flowers and take her out to dinner or something. My lamest, I guess, I don't know, shopping spree? Here's $100, go shopping.
Oh, ouch. Oh, yeah, do not do that.
That's why I'm divorced. Probably.
Here's $100, go shopping. Yeah, right. Okay, next.
I think a good, nice dinner and some wine and some flowers, maybe a movie, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to get her.
Just one-on-one.
Well, my current lady likes sleigh, so I just get her a nice sleigh and, you know, nice sleigh and some loving.
There you go.
Just one of those
nights.
That's right. One of those nights when you can demand sex.
And he can do his baptism on her.
Well, actually, I don't know.
Body
if,
shots
like,
of tequila.
I don't know if you can actually demand sex on Valentine's Day, but I think that's pretty much a given.
Yeah.
No doubt. If you don't get laid on Valentine's Day, you are a slob.
That's if you have somebody. But if you have nobody, then you ain't getting laid.
That's right. And violence, if you don't have anybody, Valentine's Day is a non-event to you.
That's right.
Well, he's always got Rosie Palm.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. I knew a guy, does Rosie Palm. He had to take Rosie Palm out to dinner first, too.
All I know is when I'm involved, myself gets jealous of me when I don't pay attention.
Oh, jeez.
But that's a story for another time.
I know where this is going.
Move it on up,
baby.
Bob, we had Mad Cow. Now we got Crazy Chicken. What is next with the freaking the meat here in America? Crazy Chicken, Bob. What's up with that?
I don't even know. How did they get Crazy Chicken over here? It's in. I mean, do these? You know, there's just some stuff I don't understand, and I'm learning that. You know, we ship food all over the world. But we ship it out. I didn't know that they ship chickens in also. It's nuts. You know, like they bring chickens, they ship chickens from China and Thailand into the U.S. to sell. And we send chickens to Japan. There's something nuts going on out there.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm serious. That's what happened. They were...
Bob, I've had Asian chicken. They were the size of dogs.
Really? So Asians, Asian chickens grow that big?
Well, the Asian chicken legs are the size of like dog legs. I was suspicious.
Really? Oh, wow. Damn. Well, you know what, Trey? I think it was a dog.
Oh, shit.
Once you get out of the U.S., there's all rules are off on meat, you know.
There's no grade A?
There's no guarantee what you're eating, that's for sure. You got to, like, don't go into the kitchen. Just put it in the stew, little salt, little soy, and eat it. And don't think about it.
No doubt.
Man, I love chicken too, man.
Billy?
Yeah, what's up?
Because you obviously gave me the clues on how to spot a mad cow, but how do I spot a damn crazy chicken?
I don't know, man. Maybe he start coming up to you and pecking you at your knees for no damn reason whatsoever.
Crazy chicken.
That's a crazy chicken. Start quacking away for no damn reason or whatever, squawking away.
Well, one of the other theories that I have heard about why we're having such a food problem is that our food processing is getting so large. You know, where before you had like maybe regional farms, you know, that would take care of like certain areas, and now you got like that place they're talking about. They got like 2 million chickens in one place, and I can only imagine what it smells like.
I don't know. But damn, man, what do we got? Cow, chicken, what the hell's next? Duck? Diluted duck disease.
I'm scared to eat this shit.
I don't even eat duck, but still yet. That's nuts, man. I love chicken, man. We can't have no poison chicken, dude.
Nah.
And what the hell am I supposed to eat, man?
That would kill the black community, Bob.
I know. That. Uh-oh.
I ain't even black. It'll kill me.
Uh-oh. I smell the conspiracy now. The white man been poisoning the chicken, trying to get rid of the black man. Reparations. Because where 90% of that damn Kentucky Fried Chicken is consumed.
Popeyes too.
Because I know, man, when I go home, boy, I'll be seeing the boys. They got that Kentucky Fried Chicken. Man, okay, there I go again, pissing people off.
It's just not a stereotype.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway.
This is not a stereotype.
Moving on,
Bob. Check this out. Now, I wanted you to cue the Chief Moose music, but let me throw this out there to you, because you're obviously like into Law and Order. How do we find the damn Ohio sniper?
How do we find the last guy? Some citizens. This is what you got to do. You know, all you got to do is put a bounty on his head.
There you go.
His or her head. You put up like $1 million, and some good old boys will find him.
There'll be somebody staked out on every exit.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Every underpass, overpass.
He will not
have
a
chance. Every gas station.
There'll be so many people looking for him. He will not know what's going on. That's for sure. But that's amazing, though. And what? They're up to what? 12 people now or something?
Yeah. What the hell's going on with all this sniper crap, man?
TV.
Copycat.
Is this the third one now, right? Or second one, third one?
Well,
this is the second.
Just the second recently, but sniperism is not that new, you know.
Hey, there's a new Bob word, sniperism.
Sniperism?
Yeah, you know, like you had, what's his name, Beck, that shot up in the Texas Tower.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, through every time to time, but see,
and
these guys.
One.
Yeah, so now what's happened is your snipers are now mobile. See, before they would climb up on the top of a building and shoot people.
Now they just pull over on exit 3,
yeah,
and
just
pop just a cap in somebody's
over,
ass and leave.
Yeah, they just shoot one person and leave. They're your, like, coward snipers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, but, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But what do you, I got a question for you.
What's that?
What do you think about the guy that killed all those women, and they just give him life in prison?
What?
Where'd he kill him?
Oh, up in Washington. He killed 43 women.
Oh, the Green River Killer?
Yeah, and they just gave him life in prison.
His ass needs to get injected.
Because he...
What, they don't have a death penalty?
No,
they do.
No, they do, but they waived it. He cut a deal with them. He said,
43 bodies.
Yeah, I will give you 43. I will give up 43 of the 70 people I murdered if you don't kill
70?
Me.
70? How do you kill 70 fucking people, man?
Yeah.
Must be pretty easy.
Yeah.
I guess.
And there was all women.
That's sick, dude.
But what do you think about that? So that's his deal. So he told them where they were, and you know, then they.
Well, I'm pretty sure, Bob, that a lot of those families just wanted closure.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you know, me, I would get the information from them and then go, "Oops, I lied."
That's Bob, though.
That's right. That's Bob prison. After I give him the beatdown, I would go, "You know what? If you cooperate, you will not get the yearly beatdown." Then after they cooperate, you now get the daily beatdown. Thank you.
No doubt.
Moving on, baby.
Check this out. Bob, I got to hit you with today's Black History moment. Did you know that on this day in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison?
I did not know that, but I did see the film starring Danny Glover.
Glover.
Danny Glover don't even look like damn Nelson Mandela.
I know.
Yep.
No, that's all I know about that. But all I know about Nelson Mandela is what Rush says about him. Ain't too proud to beg. Trey's in shock. What? He's this like, is Black History Moment. What are you talking about? That's what he said. But Nelson Mandela got out of prison, became president of his country, and immediately started going around the world asking for money. And he's still
that's
going
how we
around.
Do in the basement.
Wait a minute, going around the world asking for money. Instead of like get your country straightened out, get the economy going, he immediately started going around the world. I ain't too proud to beg.
First, that fool got divorced.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, remember that? And his wife was like hanging out with some damn gangsters.
Nice.
They was going around killing people. That's why he got out of prison. Went, whoa, Winnie, what have you done since I've been in prison? Fool, shut up. I'm in charge now.
she was hanging out with 3-Pac.
Yeah, there you go. 3-Pac, man. They were shooting up at man. Shooting up brothers was scared to death of her.
Let me get this straight, man. Last week, we were arguing what we learned about Black History Month, and we all agreed that we didn't learn a damn thing. But now we learn that Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990.
Yeah.
So, hey, we educated.
No doubt on the internet, folks.
We educated now.
Oh, that's what it is.
I just went to Google.com.
Hey, about that.
What did you type in?
Today's Black History Moment.
Oh, really? Okay, well now, folks, you hear that. Keeping it real. Every day we want you to type in today's Black History Moment.
Until the 29th.
You know, just do it all year.
No, you only got 29 days.
So they only got 29 moments in Black History, right?
There's no other Black History for the other 11 months.
Okay,
anything that happened in September happened in February.
Yeah, right. Everything that could have happened has happened.
On this date in September 10th, which really was February 10th.
Today in Black History. Yo!
Shizzo!
All right, moving on.
Check it out. Bob, your boy Tony Blair is on the hot seat over there in England. What's the dealie with that?
Again, political gain. You know, just like they're trying to put George Bush on the hot seat for invading Iraq, and now they're saying it was faulty intelligence, and he's like, no, wait a minute, man. We thought, we knew, you said it was, we went. I don't know, the world's gone crazy. Now, Trey, you've been over there. What do you think?
So, about WMD?
Yo, you know what? The WMDs is a non-issue. I think that's...
What I think about what?
Just us going over there, period.
Since you've been there.
Yeah, you've been there.
I'm all about kicking ass, Bob.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, you see, that's why... I just wanted to hear you say that because you know what the, like, Bob ass... See, this is why I couldn't be president.
Uh-oh.
Because, or like Tony Blair, they would be drilling me, come up with excuses. I said, look, I'm the damn president. I said we go over there and kick their ass. That's the end of it, the end of the discussion.
No more questions, please.
Yeah, no more questions. It's my call. I made it, and we went.
So, if you don't like that, tough
yeah,
crap.
You don't like that, don't vote for me next time around. I got other things to do.
Then let's keep here explaining why I send everybody over there.
Yeah.
Please. Leave me alone, man. Let me do my damn job.
That's okay, man. We're going to bring up Condoleezza, man. And we're going to drill her. She's going to tell us. Okay, Condo, break it down for us. What did you know? When did you know it? Who told you? What are you talking about? That's it. We knew. It's a cover-up.
My name is Shaq, man. I'm President of the United States. Give me the ball.
Can you dig it?
Give me the ball. I found Chanel. All right. Starting it off, baby.
Check this shit out. Haiti is up in arms all over again. Bob, do you remember Black Hawk Down? Now Haiti is going ballistic again. What's up with that little bullshit-ass country?
That's what it is. It's a little bullshit-ass country. They need a thorough butt-kicking.
And let me guess, we're going to intervene.
I don't think so.
Now they want another humanitarian assistance.
Oh, now they want one? Well, you know what?
We got too many things going on already, man. Why do people always keep coming to us for help?
Because we can. That's why. Yeah, that's what I mean. Haiti, call Nigeria.
Wow. You don't think we've dipped into enough things already?
Yeah. No?
I think we are. But, Bob, I need you to explain to Haiti the rules of engagement for black people in the police.
Oh.
Are there rules?
Yes.
Explain the theory to the Haitians.
Okay, Haitian people, here's your theory. You hate us. You badmouth us. But yet you want us there to protect you. You can't have it both ways. I'm going home and be with my kids. Thank you. Haitians are nuts, man. And you know what? It's the same thing. And they just kill each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think what they should do is have pay-per-view wars. What do you think of that?
What?
A pay-per-view war.
Yeah, there you go.
We go down there with some, like, cameras, and for $30, you could just watch the Haitians hack each other to death.
There you go.
And then they can keep the money in the country. And those that don't make it through, well, tough luck. And those that make it, well, you got a nicer life now. You got some money. Now leave us alone.
Well, hell, it's so corrupt over there that all the money would go into the president's pocket. No, whoever's in charge over there.
And you know who we send down there to, like, organize it, don't you?
Arnold?
Nope.
Don King?
Yep.
Quit haterizing.
That's right. Don King get down there, and as soon as they see
you
that damn
you must sit
hair
down
green.
And talkerize with everybody in this damn place here.
Talkerize.
You got to have peacery.
Oh, no. Yeah, we send Don King down there. They'll be straight.
Anyone can pull it off, Don King can
That's
pull
right.
it off, Bob.
And only in America can you Haitians have peacery.
And Don King be walking out there with a couple of million in his pocket.
There you go.
Dollar for you.
Now, you look strong. You want to be a fighter?
Yeah, exactly.
I see you as the next heavyweight champion because Lennox Lewis is gone, man. And there ain't nothing going on now. So quit haterizing. All right, moving on.
Off the chain. On for the last thing, Bob. Here's my Black History Month of Fasting for the Black or Brown Nation. Here are 10 things that we should just stop doing for the next 29 days. Well, we're probably late now, but check it out. Malt liquor, give it up. Fried chicken. Let go of fried chicken for 30 days. Crack cocaine, don't sell it or damn use it. Cigarettes, don't even buy it. Black on black crime, that's going to be damn hard because you know how we like to get our black on black crime on. Here's one from our grandma's house. Pickles, pig's feet.
Oh, boy.
I love pickles, pig feet.
Man.
I know you said that, Bob. Sex. Don't even entertain a thought. No grinding.
Sex leads to kids, man.
Gambling. It's going out there to mama day because she loves to play that damn. Give me three numbers, baby.
Yep, I know. I've been there.
Homosexuality because no one makes homosexuals more popular than black people. You got hair designers. You got the guy in the church choir. Homosexuality, get rid of it. And the last but not least, gangster rap. 30 days of no gangster rap.
I vote for the last one. But wait definitely. A minute. What did you say? Now the churches make homosexuals pop. Say that again?
You never seen a homosexual in a church choir? He's like the band director.
Oh, yeah, but
that's just a stereotype.
Oh, you gotta go to a real neighborhood black church.
Oh, well, no. I used to go to the Baptist church, man. That's why the first thing I thought all I know is the women would wear brand new white girdles.
Oh, boy.
Because every Sunday, somebody be going down. They be passing out. They be testifying.
Testify. Oh, my Lord.
And you just a little kid. You just look around, and all you see is white, big old white girdles, man. Oh, you be like, damn.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Bob, my Lord.
We need you to cue some of that good old church music so I get my dance on.
Well, you know what? We're gonna go back to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you're out of luck, buddy.
And you know we'll probably find something to come out of the damn thing because I know I got some church music because you know I got to. Well, anyway, so you ready to go to the first break there, Trey?
Yes, he is.
No doubt.
Okay. This is how we do it. The first break. Right, that you're gonna hear.
Some more Pro
Billy.
Bowl.
Here we're gonna go out to the parking lot at the Pro Bowl with Billy. Talking to some fans, and we'll be right back after this. So don't go away.
All right, this is Billy from Hernet Radio, Keeping It Real Sports. I'm here with a bunch of fans out here in the parking lot doing tailgating.
Yeah!
They're all drunk and stuff, but where are you from?
St. Louis.
And what's your name?
Justin.
And you are?
Tyra.
You're from?
Here.
And you are?
Jeff.
And you're from New York?
New York.
All right,
York.
Me too, man. All right, you are?
Greg from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Jenny
from?
California.
California, and you are?
Aaron from Washington.
Guys, who are you, what side are you rooting for? I know who you are.
NFC!
Except for him.
NFC!
Because he's a Jets fan. So y'all having fun?
Absolutely.
Y'all from stationed here in the military or?
No, we all live here though.
Oh, right on. This is your first Pro Bowl or?
Second.
Yeah,
two years
right
in a row.
On. Enjoying yourselves, I see.
Definitely.
You got the beer, got the food, got the.
You want a beer?
I'm good. I would love to have one right now, but I'm working, so. But yeah, I'm sorry.
We like you.
All right.
Best plug. Best
plug. I'm getting a beer, man. As we do in the basement, we get drunk down there. So.
We're getting a fight or anything?
No, man. We're good.
Bonus.
Right on. So,
you guys want one?
No, I'm not that.
Well, I hope you enjoy the Pro Bowl, and
thank you
for the
brother.
Beer, and thank you for your time, and it's great seeing you guys.
Right on,
I hope you have fun. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, welcome back. This is Billy from Hernet Radio, and it's Keeping It Real Sports, and I have found a New England Patriots fan. In the parking lot, where they're eating and drinking beer and getting drunk, just like me, because that's how we do it in the basement, baby. All right, so what's your name?
Cooney.
Cooney,
yeah.
And I bet you are a happy man.
Yes, I am.
With this New England Patriots
yes,
won again.
Am.
How did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Was it a great game?
It was
a good game, wasn't it?
It was great.
And obviously,
it's all Kansas City.
Yeah, it's all Kansas City.
How do you feel about Kansas City?
Poor baby.
They don't have boyfriends.
All right, so Johnny Morton is her boyfriend. All right, and what's your name?
Selena.
Selena is Johnny Morton's boyfriend. All right. Girlfriend. All right, so are you all from here? Or?
Yeah, we live here. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. And obviously you're enjoying yourself. And we are for the AFC, obviously, or the NFC. All right, right on. So thank you very much.
We ran into some Dolphins fans that are rooting for
NFC. So, hey, you guys enjoy yourself, and thank you for the interview. And congratulations on your team winning again. And you too, and
good
nice
beer.
To meet everybody. Good beer, yeah. I never drank it before, but it's awesome. Moose heads to shit.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys very much.
Take care.
All right, this is Billy signing off. Back to you, Trey.
All right, good Billy. Good job there down in the basement here. Back from our exciting days at the Pro Bowl. We got Trey, we got everybody, we got that vampire killer music going, so I know he's up running around the floor. Trey, I was looking as fast as I could. I'll get some gospel music. I couldn't find any. That's embarrassing. But you know, that's how we do it down here in the basement, right?
All right.
That's how we do it on Keeping It Real. All right, Billy, was that fun or what?
I had so much fun, man.
Oh, man.
I can't even explain it. That's
really?
How much fun I had.
That much fun.
It was like, you know that special feeling you get when you climb the rope in gym class? It was like that.
Oh, I could never climb the rope, man. I was one of those geeky kids that couldn't get up the rope. The teacher's like, get up the rope. I can't do it. I said, get up the rope. I can't what, do
man.
It.
Besides the birth of my child, man, I think that was one of the best days of my life. I'd have to say.
Well, no doubt. What do you think, Trey?
What up?
What do you think about the Pro Bowl interviews? Uh-oh. Don't tell
me. It's about to change, Bob. It's like my vision is coming true. I've just seen this to like, to Bob, when we were sat down at that bar drinking, you're like, Trey, I think you could talk a good deal. I say, Bob, we're going to start this keeping it real. And now it's all coming true, Bob.
Hey, that's right. No doubt. And we will be back next year with more.
And even better.
Even better. More organized. Yeah, we were pretty organized. We could be more organized. Because you know what? There's a lot to do with the Pro Bowl.
There sure is, man. Got practices we can hit up.
But, you know, while we're talking about it, I just want to take a minute to thank all the folks at the NFL, the Pro Bowl team, Karen Smith and her staff, man, that treated us really nice.
Yeah, she did.
Had the passes, everything for us. Well, we went to the wrong. Now, see, look. Here we are, Trey. We're like driving up, you know, and we're feeling good. We got our little press passes and everything. We drive around back to the, like, special press entrance. We pull up. We show our badges. The guy goes, you ain't on the list. We go, what? You ain't on this list. You got to go in the other gate. Well, but there must be some mistake. We're a HernNet Radio. We got badges. You're not on the list. So we go sit in the line, and we're watching these nutty people in the line cutting in front of everybody. And
an hour took us to get in there.
And an hour. Then we pull up to the gate, and then the lady looks at our badge and says, oh, let me just look on this list. Oh, you guys are with HernNet Radio. Here, put this in. Go in, park anywhere you want. Have a great time. Went to the wrong gate, man. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Was the guy local?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the two guys at the first gate, they weren't looking too
smart.
They weren't looking too smart, man. The guy kept going, HernNet Radio, look under the H's, bro. Oh, okay.
They had the question mark above their head.
Yeah, they were looking a little puzzled. It was funny though. But yeah, we had a great time. We had great seats, man.
Awesome.
Great seats.
Awesome seats.
And I tell you though, well, you know, we'll save a lot of this, but throughout the show tonight, we'll be playing excerpts of some of our interviews and stuff, but Trey, it was unbelievable. And next year we have got to get you there.
Yep.
We have got to get you there.
Faux shizzle.
And I tell you what, and Billy will attest, I am a nut and I will do anything. I will go anywhere. So you saw the picture of me sitting at the like ESPN desk.
That was the shit, wasn't it?
I just walked up. Hey, can I sit down?
Maybe.
We don't. Well, why not? Oh yeah. Well,
go ahead. Just don't touch anything.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Just don't mess with anything. And we go into the tunnel, and we're surrounded by
mascots and cheerleaders. I gotta tell you something, Trey, man. You know how you look on TV and you look at them fine ass cheerleaders, right? And you're thinking they're like 6 foot, 5'11", whatever, model type, right? 5'10"? Not. Like 7 of them were tall. The rest are my height, man, eye to eye, dude. I'm not.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not
no,
exactly
they were all
the
like
5 foot
tall. 5'2",
5'3",
5'4". 5'2", 5'3". Yep. I was like, wait a minute.
Are not tall?
I swear to God, man.
Some of them were, but majority of them weren't. Matter of fact, the mascots were kind of tiny, too.
Yeah.
You know, the world is full of tiny people.
You gotta be, man.
I gotta think on that a little bit. Yeah, now that I think about it. Yeah,
but Trey, man, those women are fine.
As a matter of fact, Trey,
awesome.
Guess what? I'm as tall as Donovan.
I'm not.
Get out of here.
I was looking him in the eye, and I got to interview Steve McNair.
That's
and
right.
I'm the same height as him.
Walk and talk, baby, walk and talk.
And we're gonna play that. That's a little tease for later on. But yeah, we're gonna play that. Yeah, I told you I was gonna surprise you, Trey. Trey, we worked it, man. You would have been proud.
I'm proud of you anyway.
We worked it, man. We went down there. We took note, man. We got in people's faces. The only guy that like dissed me was what's his name?
Tony Dungy.
Yeah, Tony Dungy dissed me, man. So now
I played the Matt Black guy.
Yeah. So now I want no more black coaches, man. No, well, no. But see, what you do is like, so you're the press, so we're down there on the field. So we see him. So I run up behind him. I go, Tony, can I ask you a couple of questions? Because, you know, he was running in the locker room. And he stops and turns around. He goes, sure. So then when I walk up to him, I go, so how? And then he goes, who are you? And I said, oh, I'm with HerNet Radio. He said, he just said, no, I got to go. And he turned around and walked away.
Yep. He dissed us, man.
So this other guy.
Should have egged that fool.
So one of the other press guys standing beside us who was in a similar situation. If you're not like a major, you know, ABC or ESPN.
They're not going to stop for you.
They don't stop for you. So he said, don't tell them who you are. You just go up there and just start asking them questions.
So that's what we'll do.
So that's
year.
What we did. So anyway, that's what we did. So you'll see at the end, we'll do a couple more. I got the list here. We're going to do the first interview coming up next. We're going to play is Chris Jenkins of the Panthers. And then after that, we got me talking to Donovan McNabb, who was I nope. love this. And I'm going to turn this interview into a promo spot. And I got to tell you one thing, Trey. I don't think he's the best quarterback of all time, man.
Okay.
But anyway, getting back to the show, what's up next on our list?
Bob, cue my damn music. You know how we do it. I got to get to the Ask Bob, Ask Billy, Ask Trey. Dealey, cue that music, Jeopardy style. Cue my music,
there it
no
is.
Doubt. Yeah. Trey about to whip it on with the Ass Bob. Oh, show. Bob, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to name five mythical ghetto characters, and you have got to tell me what they are. Starting now. A chicken head.
A chicken head. Voodoo man.
I'm going to give you one more chance, Bob, because that was just too damn far off.
Oh, boy.
A chicken head.
Chicken head. This is a mythical ghetto creature. Colonel Sanders?
No doubt.
I have definitely been out of the ghetto too long. I never heard of no chicken head.
What? Oh, makes me laugh in mid-drink, man. I'm going to choke over here.
Okay. Okay, obviously.
Let me reel you in, Bob. A chicken head.
Okay, go ahead.
In ghetto terms, it's a name that black ballers or players call, like, girls who ain't got no game. A chicken head is like a scrub chick.
All right.
A scrub chick.
Yeah, a low-budget chick. Low-budget, no game, hair ain't tight, clothes ain't tight.
Uh-huh.
She's just a chicken head.
Okay, well, I'll go with that.
Hence the term chicken head, because the hair is like not really whipped.
Okay, a chicken head. Got it. I'll be using that
for now.
No doubt.
Moving on. Here's another one of my favorite characters when Trey Day was a kid, growing up in the freaking hood, long before we had a lottery, the Numbers Man.
Oh, yeah, I know who the Numbers Man is.
The bookie.
He's the, like, bookie. He takes the numbers because your, like, grandmother wakes up in the morning and goes, Bobby, I had a dream last night. In my dream, I was standing in front of 249 South Street. Go down there and play 249 for me.
Go put a nickel on 249.
Yeah, so you down there talking to some guy, and you damn six-year-old kid down there with the bookies, man. You can't do that today.
Nope.
But they be trusted you. And then she send you down there with no money. And they just go, okay, this for Teresa? Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. And you just leave. Then sometimes she'd be giving you a little bundle of money. Take the money down there and play 142. Well, Bob, yeah.
That's back in the day when you could play a number for a nickel.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. Those were the days. So, but that's what the Numbers Man is, right?
No doubt. You're on point. That's one for two.
Okay.
Pretty Ricky.
What?
Pretty Ricky.
You sound like the ghetto whore.
Oh, no. Actually, I think that's your, like, gay friend.
No, you're not close. He's got something to do with women, Bob.
Oh, that's your gay friend's sister.
That's the pimp, fool.
No doubt. Thanks, Billy.
Well, that's why Billy joined the damn staff. He had to know something.
Damn.
You don't think we just let anybody come hang out in the basement, do we?
No doubt. Moving on. Number four, Bob.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hold on. Let me just...
The Booger Girl.
The Booger Girl. This will help me think if I have the music going. The Booger Girl. Okay. And you're supposed to say, you have to the end of the song, Bob. A girl with a runny nose.
What is the crack hole on the corner?
Yeah. What is the crack hole on the corner? Thank you, Billy.
No.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, Bob, you're not even close. But the Booger Girl, I'm taking you back. It's got to be like in third or fourth grade. It's your first day of school.
Yeah.
She's the fat girl over in the corner. She sticks her finger in her nose.
Oh.
She pulls out a booger, and then she eats it. That's the Booger Girl.
You know what? Why do kids eat those? They must taste good, but I don't remember them tasting good.
No.
And I don't eat them now.
And moving on, you're like 1-for-4.
Not doing too good here, huh?
Last but not least, Special Ed.
Oh, Special Ed. That's your, like, mentally challenged kid.
No doubt. He's got, like, the strength of, like, King Kong. He's got the speed of Flash.
But the brains of
an ant.
He's got,
like, the brain power of an ant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Special Ed.
Yeah. Ed.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. I know who Ed is. They call him Shaq now.
My name is Eddie.
Ha ha. Oh, no. Bill, don't get Billy started on the voices.
Look at me, Eddie.
God, that's it. Now we're going to have the ACLU suing me.
What's that, Bobby?
Pick up the car and put it in the parking stall for me. Okay.
Okay, Bobby. Be right back.
God damn. This is hard.
All right, man. All right, it's your turn, Bob.
No, it's Trey's turn.
No, hello? Trey asked you. Time to ask me now.
Yeah,
my
Trey.
Question.
Trey asked Billy. Oh, wait. We need the music. We're just over here. We're nuts.
Whatever.
Big feet of the crack.
I don't want no crack, man. I don't want no crack.
Oh, okay. Oh, am I...
Crack is whack.
Okay, I'll ask Billy.
All right.
Billy, what were your highlights of the Pro Bowl?
My highlights of the Pro Bowl was just being there on the field with all those famous players, man. Interviewing the players, taking pictures, and that game, dude. That game was like one of the best games I've ever seen. And I've only been to 2 Pro Bowls.
Wow, really?
Yeah. But my highlight is probably meeting all the players and Michael Strahan, who kind of dissed me a little bit, but...
Yeah, he was.
That's the one guy I wanted to meet, too.
The one guy
like,
he wanted to
oh
meet.
Oh, my God, it's Michael Strahan, dude. You're the best, man. You know
and
what
then
I'm
he just kind of looked at him like, what the hell are you talking to me
He's
for?
Like, you want to interview him? I'm like, no, man, too nervous. I just want to go say hi.
I know.
And then I'm like, Matt, take a picture. He's like, all right, I'll take a picture with you, man. So I said, Matt, take a picture. And we go review the pictures, and the freaking Matt didn't take the picture.
Damn.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my highlight, man, just being there and being on the field.
Yeah, well, Michael wasn't too...
Yeah, he wasn't too into talking, man.
Yeah.
He was too busy talking to that fine-ass chick that he was talking
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, that's the other thing, man. We seen Donovan with the girl that used to be on...
Price is Right,
the black girl.
Yeah.
And
And she now has her own show, I guess, or something, man. But when she was in, when she asked somebody to interview him, they all did the interview. McNabb talked to her for about, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get
an interview,
there.
And then he tells somebody, he's like, can I get an interview? And he's like, are you as fine as she is?
Yeah, that's what I said,
I just stepped
man.
Up there and said, Donovan, let me get your picture. Bobby!
And then he goes,
no doubt.
Better make
but
it
Bob,
fast. Yeah.
I told you we should have took, if you'd have took Deja to the Pro Bowl, you'd have had all the interviews in the world.
Well, you know, next year. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Next year.
We don't have to go
like I said, it was a learning experience. But no, like Billy said, that's like I said, my view of Donovan throughout the day decreased because he actually said that to this other person, asked him for an interview. And he goes, first he said when he was done with her, he says, okay, I got to get back to the field. And this guy goes, well, can I ask you one question? And he goes, if you're as fine as her, you can ask me a question.
What?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's when I took my opportunity to sneak in.
Yeah, but that's
there.
Where he said. Then Billy ran up beside him and said, can I take your picture? And he said, make it fast. And then he turned around and walked away.
Where's your wife, fool?
Check it out.
He
man.
Had about a $50,000 rock ring on his finger.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right
he had a damn ring on his finger. That thing, that's no wonder he couldn't play. He couldn't damn.
I look like a damn midget on against him, too, man. Like a damn midget.
But anyway, Trey, I'll have those. What?
Oh, what the hell? Trey's getting attacked, man.
What? What happened to Trey? Did he fall?
he said he'd be right back, man.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. So I can't ask him my question right now, but okay. Yeah, man. So anyway, yeah, man.
Yeah. So you know, but so you know, here we are at the Pro Bowl, and I just didn't think that was like real polite thing for him to do.
No, it wasn't.
And you know, but like I said, but you know, you have to comment on though. Those guys wear some pretty nice jewelry, don't they?
Yes. All the people we had, man, they all had chains on, $50,000 earrings, $100,000 rings, Rolexes. Every single one of those guys walking out of them, when we were at the end, walking out of the AFC and NFC locker rooms onto the field, cell phone. On the damn cell phone, every one of them.
Yep.
They're all talking to somebody. Hey, baby, I just finished the game, man. Did you watch the game, baby, man? Oh, I'm telling you, wasn't that the shit, man? Oh, yo, I mean, you know, fit 107 points, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? On the cell phone.
I hear that.
Oh, they're trying to profile like T Dizzle down in Hawaii because, you know, I ran that place like I was the Mac.
Well, daddy.
Yeah, but no, but like I said, that was one of the things that kind of surprised me. And then the other thing was that actually a lot of the players aren't really as big as I don't know.
No, there's some short guys, man.
If it had been that long since I've been around pro ball players, but I imagine now some dudes were huge.
Those are the linemen. You can tell the linemen from like the wide receivers
the,
and the
linemen
backs.
And stuff. Those guys are huge, but the running backs and the quarterbacks are not that big.
No,
they're like
Mark Bulger's just like a regular type guy, man. He's about as skinny as Bobby, man.
So that's why. That's when I told him.
Staff.
And then that's when I told him that could I try coaching. I said, well, hey, Tony.
Number 87. Just go out as far as you can. I'll get
you
the ball.
I said, Tony, why don't you just let me.
Hey, remember that by that goalpost.
I said, Tony, why don't you let me call 2-3 pays for you, man?
you run left, you run right, you run straight. And you behind me, short guy, number 24, yeah, here, I'll give you the ball.
And we went over and we talked to the Telex guys, you know, the guys that do the intercoms from downstairs to upstairs. For the coaches, I was trying to get the damn code so I could tap into the thing. The guy goes, what? I said, yeah, I'll be calling
like
plays.
50 million encrypted codes inside there. No way nobody's
getting in. Yeah, no way did I go, well, I'll find a way. I'll break in. Then in the middle of the game, this voice just goes, 47 right. What?
No doubt. All right, moving on. Trey, I got a question for you. Name five.
Hit me.
All right, here we go, baby. Name five things that you learned during Black History Month while in grammar school.
Damn, five things?
Five things.
Oh, Bob, cue me some music. I need some better music than that damn Jeopardy crap. Give me something that's going to make me think. I'm sipping on this, the last few drops of MGD.
Oh, baby.
Right
yeah. On. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You go, man.
Yeah.
Give me five things, Trey.
No doubt. This is like a damn 8 Mile moment right here.
There you go.
Five things. Let me see. Number one, Billy. I learned this shit about the third grade. Tracing an outline of Martin Luther King's head takes about a damn hour. That's number one.
Why? I got a big head?
You got a big ass head. talking shit about white people in the 60s will get your ass killed.
Will today, too.
Yeah, it will.
Writing is a prime opportunity for stealing.
Right on.
Number four, we are still singing We Shall Overcome, and it's like 2004. What the hell is going on? When will we ever overcome?
We already overcame. Now we're taking over.
One more.
Number five. That's all I've learned. I didn't learn five damn things.
Wait a minute. I know what.
I learned that Black History Month is in February.
I know what number.
It's the shortest damn month.
Number five should have been how to get to the welfare office.
How to get the government cheese.
That's right.
Where's the line for the government cheese, man?
First thing we're teaching you in Black History Month is this is where you go to get the government cheese.
Oh, snap.
Look, we just killed Trey's moment right there. He's like, damn those two.
But he remembered about the government cheese, I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, man, don't
knock the government cheese, baby.
Hey, I'm not ashamed.
Man, that government cheese lasts about 6 months.
It sure doesn't. It doesn't mold.
I know, man. That'd be some serious
it's
cheese.
It's like Area 51 cheese, man. Just don't go bad.
Serious cheese. Well, you know what? Right now, though, wait. It's like time for my plug-in moment. Or
there you go, baby.
No,
go
remember my new feature? Well, you know what? I'll just save it for the things that make me mad segment. Never mind. Sorry.
No doubt. Don't blow up that. Right. It's too early to be blowing up now, Bob.
That's right. No, I wasn't going to blow up. I got to do my crybaby interview of the week.
Anyway, moving on. Got to cue up the music there, Bob.
We're not going to cue that music. NFL, you know how we do.
The Not For Long League.
Yeah.
Tonight on Keeping It Real Sports, Billy and Bob, Billy Bob, report from the Pro Bowl 2004 from Honolulu, Hawaii. Woo. Tonight, we have interviews with fans, Chris Jenkins, Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens, who says, I just do it all for the fans. Everything I do is for the fans. Did I mention I love the fans?
Yeah, whatever.
Reuben Brown, actor Neil McAuliffe, and an Atlanta Falcon who we don't know who he is.
And Maurice Claret wins his suit, declares NFL draft.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Trey?
What's that?
Maurice Claret's suit, and he's declaring now. He wins his suit.
Bob, I know we talked about this like 3 months ago, and you said he would never win that suit, but I'm telling you,
he won it, and I think
it went down.
Yeah,
I just think they wanted to get rid of it already. All right, just let them have it already. God damn it!
But what do you think of this? What do you think? Do you think the day's gonna come? We got like a 12-year-old, 300-pounder playing in the NFL.
You know what? We asked about that, and none of the NFL guys had any comment.
Nobody wanted to talk about
it. I ain't heard about that yet, man. But you know, we'll have to discuss that when it happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
So anyway, Trey.
It was all for the fans. I mean, you know, I wish I could play, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's all for the fans, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
So wait, who's this first one? What do we got up next here? Okay, the phone's ringing. Could you two talk while I...
Ringy, ring, 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 ring. Is it real?
Well, for real, though, man. I mean, Maurice, he wins the suit, man. He says, I'm going to the NFL. Uh-oh. How do you think he's going to go in the draft, man? Second round, third round.
Hell no, he's going number one in the draft.
No, he ain't going number one, dude. He ain't played football his whole season. Maybe almost a season and a half. Nah, he ain't going number one, dude. I don't even think he'll make it past first round.
Billy, mark my word, Maurice Claret will be the number one pick in the draft.
Nope.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, it's either going to be the receiver from Pittsburgh or Eli Manning.
Are you kidding me?
Although I think Eli will go to the, Raiders. Turn down your radio, man. Who we got online, man?
We got Jill.
Jill. Right on, Jill.
Hi.
How you doing?
Jill? How are you? I'm good.
Great. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you all, too.
Now we just got to get asked that crucial question. Uh-oh. Can Trey hear you?
No doubt, Bob.
Yeah, right on,
Jill,
dude.
Jill, what's up? I heard you in Keeping a Real Basement. It's just like right after the war. What's up, yo?
Jill, can you hear Trey?
No, I can't.
Oh, man. we thought we had it, man.
wait a minute. You know what? Talk to Billy. I'm going to throw some switches because we had this working, I swear.
Oh, my.
Okay. Well,
Trey said what's up, and he hasn't heard from you since the last war.
Tell him I'm so sorry.
I'm the third wheel here, man. Trey, she says she is so sorry.
No doubt.
So you got anything else to say to her? I'll be your man. I'll be your in-between here. Your go-between.
Ask her what's up with her.
That is so sweet.
Oh,
Hey,
that one hurt.
She called way before the basketball segment. But
so how's he doing in California?
She wants to know how you're doing in California.
Tell her Trey Day is like a magnet. You know I'm holding it down.
He's like a magnet, man. You know he's holding it down.
Okay, best thing.
Hey, this is fun, man. All right, what do we got? Hey, come on, hit me, man.
Ask her what's up with her nasty-ass L.A. Lakers.
What's up with your nasty-ass L.A. Lakers?
Is that to me?
Yeah, that's to you.
Oh, tell him don't hurt my feelings. That's not nice.
Hey, she said quit being a bad boy and be nice.
Tell him I don't know.
She has no idea.
But after this weekend, they'll be on track.
After this weekend, they'll be on track. Because you know why?
Why?
Because I'm Shaq, man. Give me the ball.
Pretty much.
Screw Kobe. He's going to jail.
Oh.
I'm the man.
Well, tell him they'll be okay.
She said they'll be all right, man.
No doubt?
No doubt.
Ask her what are the ingredients in a McKobe sandwich?
Oh, hey. Now I hear him.
Oh, yeah, we got it, babe. We got it. She hears him.
All right, good.
So what's the ingredients in a McKobe sandwich? A McKobe sandwich. I think it's a whole lot of loving. A lot of hard loving.
There you go.
The ingredients of a McKobe sandwich. Lots, I can't believe that
beef.
You asked her that.
Lots of hard beef. There you go.
Lots of hard beef. Some damn mad chicken cow thing.
So, Jill, what brings you down in the basement tonight?
I'm actually up and alert.
No doubt.
So,
I've been working hard.
So, where are you calling us from, Jill?
San Antonio.
Wow.
Texas. Hey, did you get a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
No, I have work.
Oh, did you work at the Super Bowl?
No, I had to work. Sam, no Super Bowl for me.
That was a good game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Did you watch the Pro Bowl?
No.
Oh.
I was working.
Too bad.
Now, Jill, check this out.
Yes.
Because few people know this, but Bob, Jill is a cop. T. Dizzle has always wanted to be pulled over by a lady cop. It's like a fine and shit. And then she, like, walks up to the sidecar, sir, you know how fast you were driving? And, that's part of the T-Dizzle, beginning of, you know, my fantasy for Penthouse.
Oh, is that right?
No doubt.
Oh, I can't believe that. So, like, are you a patrol person? I mean, are you out on the road? Are you in the office, undercover agent?
I am in the office.
Oh, so you just slap them around once they bring them in?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know. I can just picture Jill now. You know, they like leave the room and then the like perps. See, I learned that watching Bad Boys. Yeah. I learned how to say that. The perps think that they're all safe and they try to be easy on her. And then next thing you know, they just throw blah 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 blah. Then when they come back in the room, what happened to you? She did it.
She hit my ass with a phone book, man.
It wasn't her. She don't do nothing. Let me ask you something, though. Did you see the Pro Bowl?
No, I did not.
She was at work.
Okay. The questions are just rolling right off the list.
Did you see the Super Bowl, Jeff?
Yes, I watched the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Did you see Janet Jackson?
Huh?
Did you see Janet Jackson's left?
Yeah, I saw her nipple, and they making such a big deal over it. For Pete's sake.
Finally, I agree.
And then it had a ring over it, so come on.
And how long
really
was
see?
It? And how long was
like
it?
Like a millisecond. But you know what? We get to see it more on the little corner picture they put on the news than we did at the Super Bowl.
Pretty much. Unless you have TiVo, of course.
Yeah.
Just keep rewinding it.
Well, you know what? I am never getting one of those TiVos.
Why not?
Because did you notice the day after the Super Bowl, they came out and did a report that TiVo monitors your what you're watching?
Yes.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. How do they know how many people rewound? Because, you know, not that I'd look at that, but suppose you wanted to watch something else and you don't want nobody knowing how many times you rewind. How did they do that? Let me rewind and see that again.
or fast forward.
I mean, it's overrated. I mean,
Big Brother, baby.
Yeah, I know. It's and you know what? They didn't ask her how many times to say I'm sorry.
Sounds like a song, man.
It's just old now.
Yeah, it's old now. So what do you think the like next big breaking story is going to be?
With her?
No, with anybody.
Michael Jackson is convicted.
Yeah, the like next big sports story. Yeah, like Kobe goes to jail. We expect that.
Shaq doesn't get the ball.
Actually, I'm thinking Maurice Cheeks is going to get fired.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Why? He's doing a pretty good job.
I just think, you know, Rashid is gone now. That's kind of weird.
They've been trying to get rid of him for like 3 years, though.
They have, but it's just weird now. Uh-oh. And for some reason, I just think he's going to be gone.
Wow. I think it's, you know what I think? I think they traded him to Atlanta because the Knicks didn't have what Portland wanted. So they trade him to Atlanta, and maybe Atlanta gets something from the Knicks that the Knicks can afford to give. Because
mm-hmm.
they want him on the Knicks.
Yeah, now.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious, dude.
But the getting traded to Atlanta is like getting moved to Siberia.
Yes, it is. But Abdul-Rahim is now on Portland. Abdul Rahim is now on Portland.
I said Atlanta had to be the craziest people to get rid of him.
What is that, Muslim?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that changed his name again. You know,
what's his real name? Bobby?
I don't know, he's probably like Bobby Jackson or something.
Bobby Hernandez Jr.
He's my illegitimate kid.
I ain't gonna be known as Bobby for now, and I'm known as Abdul.
I was born in a 1979 gremlin.
Yeah. And besides that, I do not want to take any of the white man's money, but I will take millions in the NBA.
Because it's the National Brothers Association.
Jill, let me ask you a question, because you look pretty smart.
Okay.
What did you learn about Black History Month while you were in high school?
Ooh, that's going to tell you how old I am. Oh, that's a good...
no worries.
We're not scared.
The only thing we learned, and you got to remember where I'm from, about Martin Luther King. That's about it.
Wait a minute.
You got to remember where she's from now.
Hold on a second. You said we could tell how old you were by what you learned in Black History Month, meaning that since you were in school, there's been some, like, new Black history
They are doing more now.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, wow, did they actually have some new Black history to add? Because I ain't heard of anything new in 20 years.
Tupac got killed and so did Biggie, fool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today, Black History Day. This was the day Tupac got shot. And we're demanding a damn national holiday, or else we're gonna send Jesse Jackson around to every state again.
Somebody needs to sit his ass down and just say, stay.
We'll send Jesse Jackson's illegitimate son.
Stay. Don't move.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be counseling. I need a check.
Jesse Jackson's like the United States, man. He just got to stick his nose everywhere.
Well,
no doubt. Jill, tell them where you're from.
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Wow. No kidding. I used to live in Alaska.
Really?
Get out of here.
Fort Richardson, Alaska.
Oh, get out the Anchorage.
Yeah, Anchorage. And I was a kid. I did seventh and half of eighth grade. And then and then my dad went to Vietnam. And I'm not afraid to say I was there in 68.
Ooh. Wow.
Now Jill's going to say, I can't tell you when I was there because you'll figure out how old I am.
You know what? Birthday's been ready to come up, and I'm going to be 35.
Oh, come on. That's a damn puppy.
Huh?
She's a damn baby.
We're the same age.
Yeah, that's a little baby.
But you know what? Women don't like to admit stuff like that. Come on now.
That's all right. It's only a number.
Ooh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She said, no, it's not a number.
Hold on. Here we go.
Bob has found a reason to use that baby thing.
I love that damn baby cry. You know why? Because when my like neighbors piss me off, I just crank it up real loud in the middle of the night. Put a stereo, put one of my speakers outside the window.
There you go.
That is so not nice.
And you know, a baby will wake up anybody.
That's no doubt.
Man, we are acting like fools in the basement.
And then who's going to walk over to your house and tell you to shut the baby up? Nobody. They just go, oh, damn. Then they start thinking, wait a minute, when did that fool have a baby?
Unless you're in the military, because somebody called the cops on us when my kid was like 2 or 3 and she wouldn't stop crying.
When she was 2 or 3?
Yeah. She didn't want to go to bed. That's why she just kept crying. Well,
I would have called the cops on you too. By 2 or 3, you're supposed to have given the beat down, man.
Get your ass in time.
That's
out.
Right. I tell you what, you just cry one more time. Go ahead, cry.
But that's a true story, though. Sure. We actually, like, at 2 in the morning, police knocking on the door.
Well, that is true.
They thought we were killing her or something.
Well, we do get calls to come out for stuff like that.
Oh, so you actually do go out. Jeez.
I do CID work also.
Oh, you know, that's like...
Jack of all cop trades.
So you know, that is one of my favorite shows. Is I got hooked on CSI Miami.
Really?
Yeah, I want one of those damn Hummers that I could drive around in. And I want to be like, what's the boss's name? Horatio, man. He's always like mumbling to the crooks. I know you did it. And I'm going to prove you did it because I'm going to take this soda can. And based on what you just drank, the backwash of your saliva will tie you to the murder 6 years ago. And then the other part that like cracks me up, and you got to tell me if this is true in all these police shows, why do people never just say they did it? Why do they got to sit there and go, I didn't do it? Okay, well, you just sit here while we go investigate for 4 days. Then they come back. Well, you know, we took a hair sample from the shoe that you left in the hotel. And we tied that to the hairbrush of the victim. So I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I like the show. The like most amazing murder that I saw on that show was they put some insecticide inside this condom.
Oh, I saw that shit.
Yeah, remember? They put something inside the guy's condom, and then the girl went to have sex with him. He put the condom on, and it got absorbed through his skin tissue, and it killed him. And I said, man, and see, that's what got me hooked on the show. I said, now, if you could figure that murder out, this is a pretty good damn show. Because I tell you, I didn't see that one coming. I never heard of that. What did they
pour in? Poison through the penis.
Yeah, but... And it wasn't that much either. They just put a little bit, and they almost got away with it.
It wasn't for the damn kids.
No, what was it? Nicotine or something, right, Trey?
I can't remember. That's like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh, man.
Could have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you damn kids.
Yeah, right. Scooby-Doo. Ooh. You know what? We need to send... Jill, you need to go up and catch that damn sniper.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, they don't have no snipers in, like, Texas. You know why?
Why?
Because people shoot back in Texas.
Definitely.
people got, like, guns in Texas. They don't be playing that. What? Somebody shot at us. How far away is he? 2 miles. I got him.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
It's
Texas
too easy
is,
here.
Texas is mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, now we have this awkward moment of silence. Okay.
Yeah. Not really awkward.
No, that's right. But you know what? This is one of those moments where you, like, have to start kissing, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I told you, keep it PG-13 with me.
I was telling somebody that the other day, and then they said, because you know that everybody that knows me eventually says, Bob, you just have more useless knowledge than anybody we know.
Okay.
But usually, if you're talking with somebody of the opposite sex, you know, and say you've been out, you're talking, you're laughing, and then there's this moment where you stop talking. And you look at each other, and there's nothing else to do but kiss.
Hmm.
I mean, look, see, Jill's probably going, you know, he's got a point there.
You know? No. I'm always talking.
Oh, okay, see, Jill's like, I ain't letting that fool near these lips.
Pretty much. You have to be very special.
Well,
very.
I know that. I know that. We all have to. We all have our special people.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, good. Well, anyway, Jill.
Yes.
Trey, you have anything else for Jill? Should we roll along, or Jill, you have anything for us?
No, you all are going to roll along, and I'm going to go to bed. I have to be up at 2:20.
Oh, you sure you don't have any, like, ask the boys questions?
No, I'm going to keep it PG.
Oh, you don't have to ask us those kind of questions.
Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna look, what is that? I'm going to keep it PG. Well, I can't ask you anything because the only thing on my mind is.
Well, ask Trey.
Okay.
Ask, you have to keep it PG.
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, no, now you see, this is a real show, so you can feel free to
do anything you like.
Do anything you like.
You've told me that before. I've just chose to keep it PG.
Okay.
Bob, you do not want to go down that road.
Okay. Okay. Well, I
want to go down that road.
Billy wants to go down that road. Billy's like, what are you talking about, man? I just came back from the Pro Bowl. How tall are you, Jill?
I'm 5'8 and a half.
5'8 and a half. Would you consider yourself tall or medium?
Perfect.
Medium.
Perfect. Trey says perfect.
Thank
oh, no,
you.
No, you know, Jill is about cheerleader height then.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, well, no, you see, we just went to the Pro Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and we had press passes. And
okay.
So we were amongst the cheerleaders, like standing amongst the cheerleaders. And we were shocked that most of them were
short.
Like 5'4", 5'5".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Unless.
With boots on.
Unless. They only send the short cheerleaders to the Pro Bowl.
No, the cheerleaders get chosen just like the players. The best cheerleaders from each squad. From each squad.
Yeah, but who chooses them?
Their peers.
Well, I didn't get the vote.
Well, if I would vote, they'd all come.
Are you sure? They had more than one from each squad,
didn't they? 32. All 30. There was 32 women.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh. So now, you see, I was right there, and I missed that whole point. But then we did get to hang out with the mascots.
Yes,
that
we
was
did.
Good. And they all talk in squeaky voices.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty goofy. Is that all you're going to say?
Then we went to the guy without the head on yet. He talked to us.
Yeah,
there the Ravens go. Guy.
Yeah, the Ravens guy took his head off and started talking, man. He said, next year the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. Oh, wait. He said, we are going to the Super Bowl.
That's good.
Well, he travels with the team.
And let's see, who was from Texas? Did we see the Texas mascot? We must have.
I didn't see the guy.
Wait, how many Texas? Yeah, we saw the Dallas
cheerleader.
Cheerleader,
yeah,
man, she was working.
Hot. Yeah, she was.
I got to tell you, out of all the cheerleaders.
She was working the crowd, man.
Yeah, the like Dallas cheerleader was like very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very enthusiastic.
I likes enthusiasm.
And she was working it. We were going, damn, she's going to break something. Can you throw your hip that hard? On
just
one
think.
Leg.
Oh, wow.
I was just watching her thinking, man, she's enthusiastic.
Yeah, right. Well, Billy, I will tell you that's a myth. Get that grin off your face. Gymnasts and cheerleaders don't act like that in the bed.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Okay.
Because I like to play gymnastics in the
On that note, we're going to roll out of here.
Take a break, baby.
Take a quick break, and Jill, thanks for calling us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always a pleasure. Stay in touch.
I will.
And we're going to roll on here. We're going to be playing some of the, one of the interviews from the Pro Bowl. This is, who do we have queued up here?
Chris.
We have Chris. Oh, no, I lost my paper. Oh, here it is right here. We got, this is Chris Jenkins from the Panthers.
That's the ability to, you know, maybe an interception we could have got that we didn't. You know, it was just some of those that could have made the difference between a lot of points. And just when we came out here in the second half, those are the, you know, plays that we made. And it made a big difference in the game.
You made the big sack at the end, was it?
Yeah.
I just talk about that play. Look like Manning had time, but you got in there and forced a long field goal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got a lot of push, and, you know, he had nowhere, you know, he couldn't see. You know, we're big guys, and when you get a lot of push, and, you know, quarterback has offensive linemen in his face, you know, he's going to try to get out of there because he don't want to get hit. And just doing that, you know, once he pulled that ball down, I was able to get my hands on him.
Congratulations on an awesome season.
Yeah, congratulations on an awesome game. And, hey, welcome to Hawaii. And you know what? For those people that say that the, like, you know, Pro Bowl is just a vacation, I just want you to know that they're full of it. Yeah. It's probably one of the most exciting games I've seen. It was even better than the Super Bowl in my mind with all the crap and everything. So are you looking forward to coming back?
Of course. I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, the Super Bowl is probably the biggest thing to get, you know, as a player. But, you know, for a personal accolade, this is it also, you know. So as many times as I can get out here, I'm coming.
All right. Well, listen, when you get back, and again, great game. Thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
Cannon, congratulations.
That was...
All right, that was Chris Jenkins there talking to us. You're down here on HerNet Radio. Billy and Trey, hey, you guys still with me? Or hang up the phone here from Jill. Oh, yeah, well. Okay, we got a little bathroom break. And what I seem to, so what did you think of Jenkins there? Yeah, there you go. Try that again.
So I came off as nothingness there, or what?
Yeah. Okay, say that again. So anyway, what did you think of Chris Jenkins?
I thought Chris Jenkins was down to earth, man. He actually stopped and let us talk to him, and there was no walk and talk like everybody else. Come on, man, walk and talk, baby, walk and talk.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, when the players leave the locker room, they had to walk across the field to get to the buses. So the buses are at the opposite end of the field. So what you do is you stand by the locker room door, and then the players do what Billy just said. They're like walking. Like, they won't stop and talk to you. You have to walk along and talk to them, which is, if you think about it, usually when you're watching the sports shows, that's what you see them doing, right? They're walking along, like, you know, heading into the locker room, and they're following them. And then, so, yeah, and, you know, some of the players just wave you off. They won't talk to you. Most of the bigger players, you can't get near them because it's like they're getting mobbed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's players that we didn't know who they were, so we didn't.
Some wore name tags and some didn't. So we pretty much saw the guy with the name tag and ran up and, like, really, you know, eyed his name tag real fast and was like, "So, so-and-so, what'd you think of the game?" But it was fun, though, man. We got a lot of exercise, I can tell you that right now. That's for damn sure. But, yeah, Chris Jenkins, he was one of the good guys, man. And he was on that Carolina feel-good Panthers story of the year.
Yeah, that was amazing thing. So what do you think about – was the game was unbelievable, of course.
The game was awesome, man.
But could you believe that the guy that kicked all year
– didn't miss a damn field goal all year, right. Vanderjack. Mr. Foot to ball through the uprights, you know, automatic, missed two or – Yeah, missed two or three, huh? No, he missed two and one was blocked. That's amazing, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Exactly. But, you know, those are the kind of things that, you know, that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it real. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to roll in here, take a little music break. I need to get some water and stuff like that. And we're going to find out what happened to Trey. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Keeping It Real Sports exclusively on HerNet Radio. We'll Okay, Bob and Billy here back in the basement. Trey had to step out for a moment, but we know he'll be back shortly. Had to go take care of one of his kids, but that's okay, because you know what? We like the basement too. We are the basement, so we'll just be hanging out here. We're going to play a couple of interviews we did from the Pro Bowl 2004, right?
With, no doubt.
No doubt. Up next, who we got up next here?
Donovan McNabb. But let me, before we start, man, let me give a shout out to my good friend Mark and his wife Shama, who are tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
Just give a shout out, and I'm glad that they're listening. And I love you guys, man. I promise myself I'll cry.
Good deal. Okay, well, here's, you know what? I got to get a remote for this thing. Here's Donovan, and there's Donovan McNabb and me.
Well, we're walking across the field with Donovan McNabb. You know, you had a great year, but, you know, usually under press, everybody's asking questions. What is the story or what is the game that, like, you would like to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I just don't want to talk about nothing. Hey.
Oh, okay.
You play football, you don't want to talk about football. You're involved in it 6 months out of the year. So, let's talk about life. Let's talk about some political affairs. Let's talk about what's happening in the world.
Okay, what do you feel about the new ruling on the NFL letting players in right out of high school?
That hasn't been an issue yet. I mean, although Maurice Claret has played a year in college, but I don't think they'll be passing the rule as far as letting high school players move into the league.
Yeah, that's a little soon for them. What do you think about the political carcasses? How do you think the dean shot up so fast and then fell so fast?
Hey, I mean, you know, that's something that that's a little higher than me right now.
Oh, okay, well, I was just trying to find some like common ground, some common ground for you.
Donovan, what are your plans for the off season? Anything special you're looking forward to doing?
Rest, get away from football, maybe play some video games and
there you go.
Occasionally.
Any vacations?
No, this is a vacation, you know, for a lot of us. Our families get a chance to come out and make some things happen.
Okay, well, listen.
Okay,
thanks. Thanks, Donovan. Thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
All right, Mr. McNabb, as you heard, we were walking across the field, the walk and the talk, as they do it here in the basement. Now we're going to play me talking with Terrell Owens. This is Terrell Owens at the Pro Bowl 2004.
You good? Hernet Radio.
This is Bob here, Hernet Radio. We're on the field with Terrell, the man. Hey, it's great to see you here at the Pro Bowl. How you feeling today?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying it, really. Really wishing I was going to be able to play today so I can get a fan something to get out their seats for. But, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to try to do it from the sideline.
That's okay. All you got to do is be supporting them. So tell me, I know every year you get asked all these questions from all these reporters. So we promise that keeping it real sports, that we keep it real. So what didn't they ask you this year that you wish you would have had an opportunity to say to the fans?
Oh, man, I love the fans. You know, we don't really get to interact with them a lot, but definitely. The fan is probably like, they're a big percentage of when I go out there and try to do my dances, do my thing on the field, I try to keep them happy.
All right. Well, listen, can we get you to do one little tag for us?
No.
Your name and I listen to her net. Okay. Well, you know, we got to try. All right. Thanks, man. Be good. Okay.
Okay. There you go. Well, you know, we had to ask him. I thought it'd be nice if we could have Terrell Owens.
Man, all he had to do was say, "Hey, it's Terrell Owens."
No. They can't do that. They got.
You wanted more
money.
There's
contractual stuff up with that. Yeah, but anyway, that was. So, what did you think of Terrell? What was your impression seeing him?
I think he's full of himself, man.
Really?
Yeah. The fans.
Well,
I go out there. Yeah, right.
Well, what? I mean, well, what makes you think he's? I mean, first of all, I wasn't too familiar with him, but what is he talking about? Is he famous for dancing in the end zone?
He's the guy that pulled out the Sharpie that's on the ball.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask? Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't ask him that. It's like 2 years ago, man, but still.
Oh.
You know how many people
okay,
probably
so
asked that question?
Yeah. Oh, okay, so that's the...
He's the Sharpie boy. Okay, he's the one that started all that, you know, and then somebody came out with the cell phone.
Yeah.
New Orleans, remember, against the Giants. And...
Oh, so that was him, too, with the,
no, that
with
wasn't
the cell
him.
Phone.
No. That was... But he started that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the
Sharpie?
Yeah.
I think that's arrogant, dude.
Really?
I don't mind. You want to spike the ball in front of somebody, you want to do a little dance, make a little love. No, anyway. But if you want to do that, yeah, fine. But don't fucking pull out a Sharpie and sign a ball and be like, yeah, huh. Like you the shit.
Well, but they sign balls all the time.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it in front of a camera. Show off. Like, yeah, man, I'm the man.
Yeah, well, that was true. And then it was like his second touchdown, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So how do you know he was going to make two?
I don't know.
Should have asked him that.
Yeah. How do you know when you're going to score more than one touchdown? Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's all about the fans, man. You know what I mean? My $100,000 earrings in my ear. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the fans. You guys pay for my salary. I love you guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. There was some jewelry there, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Bling, bling like mother.
Oh, tell me about it. Well, listen, we're going to play another one here. This is Reuben Brown.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. See, I was lost. This is Reuben Brown.
Just started. All right, we're out here on the field, and you know what? I'm going to ask you your name so we can keep the tape straight.
Reuben Brown, Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Now, how did you do? How did you feel out there today?
I felt a little rusty. You know, it's been a while since we've been out there on the field. But, you know, once you get out there, a few good plays, you fall back in the groove.
Yeah, good. Well, listen, I know you're end of the season. You don't really want to talk about football that much. Right. So how's Hawaii been treating you?
Oh, Hawaii is beautiful, man.
Yes.
I mean, I try to make it out here early if I'm in the Pro Bowl, even if I'm not. In the Pro Bowl, I try to come out and vacation up this
Uh-huh. Time. Well, that's good. Well, you're looking. So what's been your favorite experience so far? Are you getting some surfing in? Or?
No, you know, I did a lot of that early on in my early trips out here. Now it's just try to relax, man. It's the perfect place to just kick your feet up and watch the sun come up and go down.
All right. Well, good job. Hey, congratulations
right,
again,
anytime.
Man. And thanks. Good luck right. coming back next right. year. Good
okay.
luck next year.
Y'all take care.
All right.
All right. Reuben Brown, happy to be here. Got, you know, family out here with him. We'll do, what are we doing there? Which one is that? With the actor. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, well, we do a little setup here, but we were up in the booth, up in the press section, which was very nice. Great seats.
Great seats.
On the NFC end zone side with the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Good, like you say, just wonderful seats. We had a great crew up there. That was waiting on us. We were a little surprised it wasn't free food, though. But
that sucked.
Well, we'll work on that next year. We'll get that put in the budget. We'll tell Trey that. Yeah, for those if you don't go to the game, you got to give us each $40 a piece to eat with.
Yeah, I know. $7 for a damn hot dog and
was
a beer.
It? No, it was.
Oh, it was $3.50 for the hot dog. $7 for the beer.
$7 for a cup of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable,
a six pack, man. It's more than a six-pack. It's like a seven-pack.
I know. You know, we should do a show just on that. I was shocked. I was like, what?
Next time, man, I'm sneaking beer in my damn pants or something.
Tell me about
like
it.
Like I have big balls or something.
Or else you go outside and get... That's why everybody's out at the tailgate.
Getting drunk right out there.
We'll have a couple of those.
I think I should have had more beer with the fans, man, instead of just one.
I should have had some. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I was just trying to...
I drank
hold
one
back,
beer.
Man.
I should have, man.
Well, you know,
I should have, could have, would have. Next year,
yeah,
be better.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
well,
I'll be,
you know why? Because
I'll be drunk by the time I get in there next year.
One of the things that I found out is that I don't do too well with the drinking and walking around in the sun.
Can't
I
drink
already
and walk
know.
And talk at the same time.
Yeah, well, no, I just
Dude,
know that, you know.
It was hot.
It was hot. That you know, I got to give the players credit for something,
yeah.
too, because when we went
there
down on the field.
It was hot out there.
And I don't know, there must be some science about that, but it got hot. It was hotter on the field.
I got a little bit of a sunburn, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
but it was, I mean, it was hot. But hey, it was good fun. It was really a blast.
You forget about the heat once all the players start coming out. You're like, oh, my God,
And you know, the other thing, too, that, as a matter of fact, when we were interviewing Terrell Owens, you know, one of the guys, to remember when the guy turned to, like, Mr. Runner?
Yeah.
And it was like
that's
AC.
Terrell Owens was staring, that's why.
Yeah, that's what I was
and
like.
And that was on the AFC side. They're like, here you go, Teal.
Yeah, yeah. So he's standing there, and we're in the sun, and the guy just walks over, turns the Mr. on him. Keep him cool, man.
Yep.
And you know, those Misters work.
Yes, they do.
I got to get one. I didn't think they worked that
good.
It
was like fog down there, man.
I know, man.
It was like, what, about 10 Misters on each side?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
All you saw was fog.
But they actually work.
They do
actually work.
It's nice.
And so, yeah, we had fun. We talked to a couple, Stacy and Mark.
Yeah, that's on your CD.
Yeah, that's, you know what we're going to do is we're actually going to put together, we're working on a show that we'll get up on the website that's just going to be just a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
And we'll get together with Matt and Billy and myself, and we'll just talk about
how it was, the experience.
Yeah, how it was, and, you know, we'll get some more interviews. Or, I don't know, maybe we won't. Maybe
we
this show
couple,
will be
we
enough.
We have a couple of two or three interviews with some of the people that were there before everybody else got in. married couple, just got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, birthday, that actually, birthday girl.
Yeah, but you know, those are all chopped up. So this might actually, the more I think about it, this may be the Pro Bowl. I don't know. We'll just play.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe next week we'll play some more.
Yeah, we'll play some more every week or something like that. But anyway, let's play. Up next, we have. Anyway, I'm telling the story. So we're up in the in the press section, the auxiliary press.
Yep.
And you know, so this actor comes in, Neil McCullough.
McCullough.
And Billy says,
"Wow, he looks familiar."
And I go, "Yeah, I know he's an actor." And Billy's like, "No, no,
I don't know, man. He looks like he comes to Tropics a lot."
Yeah, he looks like he comes to a local bar. And I just said, "Well, I mean, he could go to a bar. I'm sure, you know, he's just regular people." But he was, you probably know him best from he was in Boomtown,
drunken prosecutor.
Yeah, he was a drunken prosecutor in Boomtown. And actually, I like Boomtown. And as you'll hear in the interview, I comment on that for some reason every show I like gets canceled. You know, like do you remember the show called Brimstone?
No.
About the guy that had all the tattoos and he came back from hell.
Nope.
And the devil. You would have loved that show.
I probably would have.
And then what it was a 113 souls escaped from the devil.
Oh, nice. And
sent back. No, he was sent back to get them back.
Oh.
And so he had a tattoo for each of them.
Oh, nice.
So the deal, so every time he'd send one back, he had to shoot him in the eye. And every time he'd send one back, a tattoo would, like, disappear.
Oh, right on.
So, yeah, it was a good show. It lasted, like, I think 1-2 years, then was gone.
How long was Boomtown on?
Like 1 year.
About a year. 1 season?
Yeah, 1 season. 1 or 2 seasons.
Well, anyway.
So, anyway, this is Neil.
McCullough.
I still can't say his name right. Neil McCullough from Boomtown. He was at the game with us.
With his lovely wife who they just got married.
Well, he'll explain that. So, this is Neil McCullough.
Well, hi, Bob here, HerNet Radio, Pro Bowl 2004. We have probably seen one of the most exciting endings in any. Could you believe that ending?
That was insane. I think everybody back in where I'm from, Boston, at halftime was like, oh, let's click on to something else. And they came back at the end, they're like, hey, you've got to be kidding me. What is going on here?
Okay, for those of you that don't know, we're here talking with Neil McNally of Boomtown fame. Love the show, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, this is a true story. If I like the show, it's off the air. I think the networks ought to hire me and go, Bob, you like this show? Sorry, because all the shows I like.
It happens.
What are you doing in Hawaii these days besides coming to a great Pro Bowl game?
I came here the first day of my honeymoon with my wife, Reve, so I've had a great time. Yes,
exactly.
Thank you very much. And, what a beautiful place to come to.
Oh,
fantastic. Oh, and I got a new show on NBC coming out this fall, and I got a movie coming out in about a month and a half. Me and The Rock, we have a film called Walking Tall.
I'm the bad guy, he's the good guy.
So.
How do you like The Rock?
Oh, he's dynamite.
You probably have to like wrestle him down a couple
of times. Yeah, we had a big fight. We had a great time.
Just to show him, put him in his place.
He's the favorite actor I've ever worked with.
Okay, what was your favorite play of the game?
Oh, man.
I know there were a lot of them.
Ray Lewis's hit. Dude, that thing, he knocked his teeth out. That was just, it was like, oh, you ain't coming through the center thing and getting away with that. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Well, good. Well,
I think somebody forgot to tell Ray Lewis that this is the Pro Bowl, not the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
And they forgot to invite Tom Brady to it.
Okay, Neil McDonough. You know what? Sorry, guys, back at the station, they know I do this all the time.
It's unbelievable.
So anyway, thank you, for the wife. But
Reve, hello there.
How are you doing? How are you doing today?
Thank you. Good hanging out with you guys today. I had a great time.
See, this is it. We're up here in the press booth where the happening people are. Again, thanks. Great luck on the new show. We'll look forward to seeing it. All right, back to you up in the studio. This is Bob at Pro Bowl 2004, Aloha Stadium.
All right, down at the stadium. I tell you, though, the guy, and you know what was funny? Is he was jumping up and down like
he was a little kid.
He was so into the game, man.
He was high-fiving us. And
he was turning around, high-fiving us and going, did you see that play? Can you believe it?
Oh, man, this is awesome.
But like he said, that one play where Ray Lewis hit, oh, man.
Oh.
And I thought,
was like, did anybody tell Ray Lewis this is the Pro Bowl,
not
the Super Bowl?
This is the Pro Bowl, man. You're not supposed to be, like, killing each other, man. But Ray.
He decimated that guy.
And you know
what?
That's the one guy I wanted to interview.
Was that Stephen Davis he got, huh? I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. The one where he
did it was Sean Alexander. He freaking
He did the,
just,
like, cartwheel in the... I was like,
Sean Alexander.
Man.
He just totally nailed his ass and got up and did his little, you know, Ray Lewis thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why you're Ray Lewis.
We did not see Ray Lewis at all. I think he snuck out, like, right after the game was over.
Yeah, probably,
like, threw off
man.
His uniform and was like, I'm stinky, I don't care. I'm out of here. Because we were waiting for Ray Lewis, too. And,
right,
and
well,
Jamal
okay.
Lewis, too.
So we're going to do this last one here. This is an Atlanta Falcon. We're not sure. I'm not sure if we catch his name during the interview. But so anyway, so as you can see, so what was happening was, as more and more players were coming out, we didn't know who they were. So it was kind of like, oh, who's that? I don't know. Well, we'll just talk to them.
So we try to get them to say their name. Sometimes we forgot, though.
Yeah, and sometimes they didn't have a name tag on. So anyway, this is an Atlanta Falcon.
Any particular plans for the offseason for you?
Now it's time to rest for a few weeks and get ready. We have a new coaching staff from Jim Moore, so I'm anxious to get in with those guys and see what the mind is about how we're going to turn this thing around, because obviously we disappoint a lot of people in Atlanta. Had a lot of talent.
I think you'll be fine, though, man. You guys got a lot of talent.
Know, as long as we keep my man healthy, number 7, and Mike Vick, I think we're going to have an excellent season upcoming.
All right, good. Well, how's your Hawaii vacation been?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's not over. I'm going to popping over to Kauai. My wife and I, we're just going to relax a little bit, enjoy the week. Here's the downside, you know. Everything's been building up. It's up to the Pro Bowl. It worked out because I had enough energy in that fourth quarter, so
we
could turn around. You know what? I've watched a lot of Pro Bowls because I've always wanted to get here, and you know they don't end like this.
No, this was unbelievable.
One of the more exciting ones. Playing in this one was so exciting because, shoot, we put up 28 points in the fourth quarter.
I know, unbelievable. We were upstairs. You should have seen the like press box. We were like screaming.
We were down at the half so bad.
Well, there you go. Well, again, after a great game. Listen, take care. Say hi to the wife and family for us, and we look forward to seeing you at the next Pro Bowl. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Well, that is our player interviews, and also just got a message from Matt, who was at the Pro Bowl with us, too. I will get the pictures up by the end of the week. I promise you that. But it was a great game. It was really a good fun. We had a lot of fun, and like I said, everybody was really friendly. I only heard one complaint about the parking because, you know, truthfully, though, I don't know why they opened up the parking at 11 o'clock unless they just didn't want the people getting in the field too early and partying.
I think that's what it was.
But that was nuts. But, yeah, no, it was a good – and, man, it was, like I said, it was an exciting day.
Something I'll never forget.
But I don't know how anybody can afford to go to a football game.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how much money everybody spent there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
not only on their own stuff in the parking lot, but going inside and getting all that memorabilia. And what was it, like $15 for a program? That's just unreal. So we're so thankful to the NFL.
Yeah, that's great. And we're, like I said, we plan on going back next year.
Yeah.
So now up, we're going to do... let's do a couple of the fans thing while we're waiting for Trey to get back from... We had to run an errand real quick. We had to send him down to the corner store to get some more liquor. And we'll do a couple more interviews. Then we're going to talk about basketball. You want to talk about basketball?
Yeah, man, we talk.
I don't want to talk about basketball.
All right, man. Whatever.
We talk about baseball because I don't know nothing about baseball.
All right.
Anyway, here is who we got. What do we got here? Cut 7.
Bob with some fans.
Okay, yeah, this is me with some fans in the parking lot before the game.
Aloha, Bob here back in the parking lot. Pro Bowl 2004, Honolulu, Hawaii. Down here hanging out. They let us out the basement to go see what we could find. And we have found the Super Bowl party over here. And now everybody looks at me. Okay. What is the freak doing with the tape? Okay, anyway, this is how we do it here in Honolulu. How you doing today and what's your name?
Donna.
And Donna, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good? You're looking fine,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Having a good time.
Yeah, you're having a good time. How many Pro Bowls have you been to?
Oh, it's been over 20 years.
20 years of Pro Bowls.
Every year.
All right. Every
good
year.
Good people. It gets bigger every year. Yep. We have a ball. We have fun.
Fun? Okay, and what? Is it like all people from Hawaii, or you have people that...
Out of town, from Hawaii.
Out of town?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. San Francisco. Come over here, San Francisco.
San Francisco, Cleveland.
Okay.
Atlanta. LA. We got
Atlanta,
them all.
LA. Okay, we got them all.
And Gus is the man. This is the man. Gus is the man.
Okay, we got Gus coming over here. So Gus, you are the man.
Well, that's what they say. I've been doing this. It started out with about 8 or 9 of us about 20 years ago. Since the Pro Bowl started, we've been here ever since. So we started from about 4 or 5. Now we have, today we have 89.
89 people. It's an 89 people
coming in from Florida.
So who's the person that came to your father? You know, we should have probably told him we were going to talk to him.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Miami. Where is he? Get him.
Hey, Miami!
Well, you know what? We could grab Minnesota. I'm told that probably the biggest secret that draws people back is the food.
It's the food.
And who cooks it? You?
Oh,
you
got I cater there. There's too many people.
Oh, you have a caterer?
I have a caterer.
You have a caterer. Wow. Who's
what it is? What it is that they, when I get the reservation from the NFL, uh-huh, request, I just call everybody, let them know, tell me your money, how many tickets you need, how much and what it costs. They just come. They send me the money ticket. I buy the food. We provide the tent. They just come sit down and eat. That's all they need to do.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, listen, we're going to walk around and talk to a few other people. Thank you, Gus.
Thank you. Have a good one now.
And don't forget, this is Bob here, HerNet Radio, music and talk, as always.
Billy,
just one click away.
House.
Billy the Throat walking around complaining about how hot it is.
Hot.
I don't even have a hat.
That's your fault, man.
People gave him beer. They gave me water. What's up with that? Anyway, back to you in the studio. We'll be right back after this.
Right.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, man. And then Billy's over there getting the breast, and I don't mean chicken breast.
Damn, that woman, I don't know how he did that.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a short break here, get a drink, get up, stretch your legs a little bit. And you know what? I'm going to play something. I know you're going to laugh, but I just remembered this. Guess what happened 40 years ago?
I don't know.
Beatles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a big thing right here.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Changed music forever.
Ever and ever and ever.
And ever. So everything we know today about music, you could probably trace it back to these guys. So we're going to play a little Beatles music for you.
Right on.
40 years ago, this is what they were playing. We'll be right back. That's right, 40 years ago, the Beatles. Ooh,
that's
man.
Amazing stuff right there.
You know what's even amazing? I remember that.
That's because you're old, man.
I know, but I was 9. I was like 9 years old. I remember seeing the Beatles and going, what the hell is everybody screaming about?
I know.
And my babysitter, Barbara,
She's a big Feed the Beatles fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Major. Actually, and then she got me watching the Monkees.
Oh, my God. The Monkees.
Hey, they were pretty good, man.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. Have you ever heard Michael Nesmith play
you know
guitar?
No, they're good musicians. I'm just messing with you, man. I'm not too fond of the music, but musician-wise, they're pretty badass.
Well, I didn't like most of their songs, but, yeah. You know, but then... And then,
but I watched the show.
Yeah, but what you know? But you know what always amazes me is how when you look back on it, and then you realize how many songs that the Monkees had that are like they're still playing.
They are.
And you just go, wow! And we make fun and laugh about how goofy they were, but
they're banking, man.
Yeah,
still,
exactly.
Today, 30 or 40 years later, whatever.
How do you figure that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no idea at all. But yeah, the Beatles, man. I don't know. My mom liked the Beatles, and she was more of an Elvis fan, though. I had to grow up listening to Elvis.
Yeah, well, you know, Elvis had his day, too. But anyway, we're going to get back to keeping it real. Matt's going. He's laughing about we're talking about the Monkees. Hey, man, the Monkees was cool.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Daydream.
And in the basement,
we
monkey around.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, moving on, man. What do you want to do, man? You want to hit this up or what?
Yeah. Well, let's do the basketball.
All right.
So,
hit the music.
Okay. So explain this to me.
All right.
We don't need the music. I mean, unless you want the music. Hold on.
We went from the National Brothers Association to the National Babies Association. All right.
So, there you go. Now you feel better.
Now I feel like a minute, man. I'm at the NBA level right now. So go ahead, ask me a question, Bob.
Okay. Ask your question.
No,
okay.
Ask me your question.
What is this Carmelo and LeBron's being dissed at the All-Star game? Now, first of all, it's my understanding, because you just explained it to me. They get voted on, right?
Right.
It's the public votes on them.
Right.
So it's like an election. So how can you be mad because the fans don't like them.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you might think
I honestly think they should be in there because they're the two most hopeful.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
Why?
Because I never do.
Well, there you go. Then maybe if all of you people that didn't vote would have voted, they would have been in there.
Yeah, probably.
So, but no, I'm just saying it.
But it's just weird that, you know, you got your two most popular rookies are not going to be in the All-Star game. They'll be in the rookie game, I'm sure, but...
Well, now, you know, just as with all new stuff, what makes you popular?
The things you do.
The press.
That too. If I mean, they have hyped up LeBron James beyond hypeness.
Right, so maybe people just...
Get tired of looking at him, maybe.
Yeah, they're tired of looking at him. Or maybe
he was... overhyped more than Carmelo Anthony's
now,
back in the wings, you know what I mean?
Okay, now do you think he's $90 million good?
Well, he's only making what 40 or something.
I thought he got the $90 million Nike contract.
Yeah, that Nike.
Maybe, so do you think he's $90 million good?
He's gonna sell the shoes and the product. There's
so
no
he's
that
worth
good. It. Yeah, he's worth it.
But he's not in the All-Star game.
No.
So
he's like Michael Jordan kind of when he first came out. You know, it's oh my God, this phenom. Let's sign him to Nike and this, but. He's got to take a few more years to develop.
Really?
I think Carmelo Anthony's better right now, actually.
Than LeBron?
Yeah.
Because
he went to college, and he's got a little more experience, and I don't know. He just seemed, when they played each other, he seemed the better of the two.
Okay. Well, what do you think about New Jersey being 6-0 under the rookie coach?
I think that's a fluke, dude.
Why? You mean it's like Kansas City fluke?
No, Kansas City's not a fluke. I don't know, dude. I just think that this guy that's coaching right now is a protege of, Byron's. Byron Scott, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's the same coaching methods, same scheme.
Right.
I don't know. I just think they were due for a winning streak. That was
that's
it. They on it right now.
So then that's it. There's nothing, like, the guy doesn't have the magic formula.
No, he don't have the magic touch, man. He's not carrying a magic stick.
Well, you know, because sometimes if you're given the opportunity, you know, like I said, I could be a good base football coach. I'd be a better basketball coach.
He's got the same players, though.
Because I'd be doing, like, football plays and basketball. Ike.
Ike the ball and you kid, you run all the way down. We'll have this guy over here throw you the ball across
exactly.
the court.
Exactly.
And then you catch it and you put it in the net.
Yeah, there you go. They should do, you know, hey, have you ever seen that? We talked about that before, that damn trampoline basketball. What did they call that? Wait a minute. We're now 20-second delay. Matt'll type me the answer like Matt's over
Slam
here.
Ball. That's
Slam
what
ball, because
yeah.
Matt's over here telling me that most of the Monkees' music was written by Neil Diamond.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, you don't like Neil Diamond either?
Some songs.
Okay.
Well, anyway. Getting back to the Babies Association.
The National Babies Association. Okay, what do you think about Kevin Garnett or Tim Duncan as MVP?
Which one? I'd go with Garnett right now. He's just tearing it up at the moment, man. He's the better player right now. I like Tim Duncan, too. He's doing awesome, too. But
yeah, but Tim
right
Duncan's
now,
boring.
He is a little bit. Without David Robinson, he's a little bit boring. But he's a good player.
Yeah, that's true.
But right now, Garnett is the best player in the NBA, I think. He's just tearing up people, man.
And
the team shows it.
Okay. And what do you think about now? We have Yao Ming starting in the Western Conference
Center. I'll tell you what about this. This is refreshing to me. Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Because you don't like Shaq.
No, yeah.
I don't like Shaq.
Personally, I think he's a jackass. He's a decent player. He's overrated to me.
Yeah.
Right now in his career, he's overrated. But it's refreshing, man. Yao Ming is going to start. And I'm happy about that. I'm tired of seeing Shaq start the game.
Yeah, but see, you was mad that your boys didn't make it to the All-Star game, but...
Well, I can't do nothing about that.
Because yeah?
I didn't
okay.
vote. But
yeah,
I am glad
vote.
To see that somebody other than... Shaquille O'Neal is going to start, and good for Yao.
Okay, and Matt, our behind-the-scenes producer, who's doing a great job here, that says that, yes, it is slam ball.
Yes, it is.
See, now, you know what? We may have to add...
I might have a brain fart every now and then, but I come up with it.
We may have to add Matt to the lineup here, because he can type all the facts. No, not on air, but I mean, he's just our research guy. He's in the background.
He's over there going...
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, slam ball. That's pretty funny.
So, Bob,
yes.
Okay, I got a question here for the last thing in the basketball here is all these fines, all the Rasheed Wallace money, because he seems like the only one that gets fined these days. But,
right.
But all these fines about bad-mouthing the coach and, you know, getting kicked out of the game and whatever. But where does the money go that these guys cough up?
It goes into the money.
The money goes into the money?
Yeah, it goes into the money in the NBA.
You don't think that somebody's pocketing the net?
Could be.
Because you never hear about like, oh, okay, so Rasheed Wallace just got fined $100,000, just as an example now.
Right.
Okay, but that money that he's giving us is going to go to cancer research.
No, it goes into the league fund, just like in all sports.
So that they can pay for the trips around?
Yeah, the trips and pay for the logos and the commercials they run. And
then that's good.
It costs a lot of money, you know, to be a league.
But the NBA is banking.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like that money from traffic tickets. It don't go to fix potholes. It just...
No, it goes into the... Yep.
It's gone, and you're like...
Speaking of traffic tickets, I got a speeding ticket I got to pay for.
A speeding ticket?
Yes,
oh, no.
Do.
What'd you get a speeding ticket for?
I picked up Katya one day, you know, during rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I step out, I got to go pick up Katya.
Right.
I was, Kalaheo was having too much construction, so I went straight down Mokapu.
Uh-huh. And they always get you with the radar gun.
I was doing like 40 in a 25 or a 30. Oh. 40 in a 30 or something.
40 in a 30 is not bad.
Yeah, but it's a $97 fine, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. 90 what?
97 bucks.
Ow.
Yep.
Matt says you have more sports knowledge in your pinky than he has in his whole body.
I don't even have anything up on the computer either. I just off the top of my head stuff.
Okay.
That's kind of sad, man. Alright, you know what that music means. Moving on now. We're going to golf, baby. Golf.
Golf. Why do we play Eye of the Tiger for golf?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Who thought
when
of
I hear
that?
This, I think of Rocky knocking out Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Or, I mean, Mr. T, man. You got the Eye of the Tiger Stallone. You got the Eye of the Tiger Stallion. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, Mick. Yeah, that's what I think of. But we're talking about golf.
Okay.
All right.
What are we talking about in golf today?
Greg Norman, man. Greg Norman says... women should stay with the women. Get out of my league, man. Quit playing in my tournaments.
He's lucky. He's lucky he wasn't talking about any black people. He'd be fired.
I think Tiger would have stuck his 9-iron up his ass,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
What you talking about, Willis?
You know,
I disagree with that. If you're good enough, you like, you know, like say Sorstam, whatever her name is, Sorensen.
Yeah.
And we and
yeah.
If you got it, go it, do it. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, especially for one thing, the reason I think it's more of a fair matchup is like you said, they're not actually physically fighting each other. You know, like in football, like they're not. You know, there's no tackling.
Yeah.
It's a recreation thing. You know, it's you take the ball,
and
you hit it here, and if you can hit it here and less times than this other person,
you're good to go.
Yeah, then you're good and you get to play. So I don't know, but you know, I don't know, but you know, speaking of that, if you're good enough to make it, you also have what is this?
Oh, there goes Matt again.
Men in tacky pants walking.
but we have women in shorts.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, that's true now. You see, if you brought women in and you dressed them up like the volleyball players, then you down. Now you're on to something.
Volleyball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's gonna get a lot of flack for that. I don't think he should have said that. Like I said, and like you say, if you got it, go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can do it, do
it. If you
can
do it, do it. I don't see any
We've
problem.
Had success. I mean, you know, Sorstam and Michelle Wee, they
yeah, they didn't make the cut, but they were there.
They were there, man.
Yeah, so a couple of years.
And
but now,
you know, and then speaking of Michelle Wee, you know, I mean, she makes the cut, but she's gonna miss her school carnival, man. That's a damn shame.
Yeah,
that's
but
the point of the whole carbon.
Yeah, let's go back. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think women should be able to play in the LPGA?
What? Oh, you men? You mean men?
Yeah, men.
Well, why not? Women are going up to the to the PGA. Why
it would work because it would kill it.
Tough. It's got to go both ways, man.
So you don't want any LPGA. So just be PGA.
Why not? Why can't they just all go into the tournament? What's so bad about that? What's this? Why can't Michelle Wee win the Masters?
Well, because she can't make the cut.
Well, I mean, if she did.
Well, but
let's say you know, in a couple of years she's way awesome like Tiger, you know.
Right.
And she's winning everything all of a sudden.
Right. Why can't she?
She wins the women's US Open. Why can't she go play in the men's Masters?
Yeah,
instead?
No, but Matt's question is why can't the men go play in the women's tournaments?
I don't know. Why can't they?
Cuz they don't let them in.
They think they're too strong, they're going to win it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But looking at what's happening, yeah, that's what would happen.
Well, then we'd have a male US Open women's champion.
A male U.S. Open women's champion. No, but I mean, it would basically, that would be like if you said, well, let's be fair and let's let men play in the WNBA.
Right.
There would be no more WNBA.
No.
It would be all the people that couldn't make the NBA would go play in the WNBA.
That's right.
So they should call it the like.
I think, speaking of that, I think maybe one day a woman will make it up to the NBA.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be one woman out there that could shoot like the guys. Somewhere. Well, anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just a question the producer threw up there on me. But so Michelle Wee makes the cut, but she misses out her school carnival. And also she didn't play in her school tournament, which I think is actually good.
Yeah, she's already doing something else.
Yeah, she's already playing with the pros. So why come back to the school? And
yeah, she's going to just kill them.
And kill everybody at the school. That's like, let some other kids get a chance to play.
I know, man.
But of course now.
So she'd win by like minus 40 to the next one's, you know,
yeah,
plus one.
but on the same side, though, if you're that school, you want her to play for your school,
you
get the trophy for like she's got a couple of years before she graduates. You know you're going to get the trophy every year.
Well, that would be unfair now, wouldn't
easy.
It?
Easy.
Anyway.
Easy. Juwanna Mann.
So, Vijay remember? On Tiger's ass.
Remember that?
And they don't like each other anyway, so I have no idea what that is. Do you know?
I think that I don't really remember. I think that had to do with something that somebody, you know, one of those, somebody in an interview, you know, what do you think about Tiger? Well, he's not that good. And then, of course, they go and interview Tiger and say, well, you know, so, and, you know, it would be like us if we're on the field doing interviews. And we go over to one player and say, well, you know, I just interviewed this other guy. He said that you were slacking out there. You know, and then
he'd be like, what? Who was that?
Yeah, who was that? The next thing you know, and they haven't even talked to each other, so.
Ray Lewis say you a pussy, man. What? Yeah,
really, what? I'm not a pussy. Where is he? Run over and start slapping Ray Lewis. I'll kill him.
Next time I see his ass, I'm leveling him.
So,
good luck trying.
You know, I don't know about that. That's just one of those weird things that.
I don't think anybody should be haterizing in the golf. There's not enough. It's not much of a sport to be hating anybody.
That's way true.
Mm-hmm.
Way, way, way true.
All right, so moving on, man. We got Lennox Lewis, man. He retired. Now there's the music we should have for boxing.
We're talking about boxing.
There we go. It's Rocky, man. Mickey, cut me, man. Cut me. So Lennox Lewis retires, man. Finally.
Hey, do you think, while we're speaking of Rocky... remember that one fight where he got like beat to death?
Which one? It was like, oh, Rocky IV.
Yeah, where he just said
with the Russian guy.
Oh, he's getting mad. Yeah, hit me. I was like,
you getting killed out there? You get killed? I know what I'm doing. It's getting mad. I know what I'm doing.
Boxing is over.
No. Yeah. Well, Lennox Lewis retires. That opens up the door for several fighters, including I Bite You and I Win, Mike Tyson.
I Bite You and I Win, Mike Tyson?
Yep. He says he wants to fight again, and he's probably gonna.
Can you say that?
I think, honestly, man, I think this leaves the door wide open for Roy Jones Jr.
But, well, like the comment Trey has here, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Because to me, boxing has been done for years.
Yeah, it's totally been degraded. And ever since Mike Tyson did his little deal there with Vander, it's just been downhill.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and it's just, it seems staged. Like, you know, all these press conferences where the guys, they have to call each other names. They never used to do that before.
But it's all about
hype. And especially if it's like Don King's guys, two of... Don King's guys.
Right.
They have to badmouth each other. These two guys who never hated each other before, all of a sudden like, man, you sorry, man. Whoa, you sorry. I'm going to punch your ass up. Man, I'm going to eat your children. I'm going to step on your testicles. Yeah. I'm going to stab you in your ear. I'm going to bite your ear off. You know, come on. And then they go after each other.
Well, that's just what they do.
It's like the WWE, man. Come on, brother. What you going to do?
Yeah.
When my teeth bite you.
When my teeth bite you.
Brother. Yeah, so that's my, yeah, I don't even really watch boxing, unless it's like, you know, De La Hoya or something, man.
I know, damn.
Well,
you were saying the other day, you think Roy Jones?
In the heavyweight division, I think right now, since Lennox is gone, I think Roy Jones has the best
chance.
Roy's
going to eat three more Big Macs and move up? Or
no, he's already up. He's already WBC champion.
Well, see, that's how long it's been since I cared.
Yeah, he's the WBC champion right now.
That, you know, so. But I'm just saying, that's how long it's been since I listened to it, because I don't care.
And yet he still has all three of the other belts in the lightweight division too, light heavyweight. So.
Right.
But he has to give it up. If he's going to do this, he's going to have to give him up.
See, that's why you need my boxing league. You got to fight.
The Bob Boxing League. You have to fight no matter what.
You have to fight. And we pick who you fight.
I don't think you should fight every 6 months, man. None of this a year and a half, 2 year thing.
Well,
you.
Being how the nature of boxing, I would actually think once a year would probably be too much.
Once a year?
Yeah, once a year, man. Because, I mean...
Actually, it would be. It would be once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah, you fight and then 6 months off and then you train during that six months and then...
Because, I mean, just think about it. You just go on, I mean, like football, except they're just punching you intentionally. That's what I often wonder about. What if they wore, like, football outfits?
Imagine that. There would be no, yes, I'm hurt hands, man.
Or what if you did this thing with, where they just went,
bare-fisted, man.
Yeah, like, what's that boxing thing that they do in Hawaii everybody likes? That
Ultimate Fighting.
Ultimate Fighting?
Just get them in an octagon cage and let them go at it.
I see that on TV. That's nuts, man. They're kicking each other.
For real. That's some real
alleys
right there,
boy. And then the other
night,
the guy was fighting and he broke his toe.
Yep.
And they just show you what the dudes, they popped his toe back out, then he went in and beat the guy. I'm like, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, you get a certain time for injury.
Yeah, you get a certain, that's nuts. That is just plain nuts, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
There is no way that you would get me for a living to go in and have guys try to knock me out.
Yep. All right, Bob, what do you say? Bad boys already, huh?
Oh, why? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, why don't we take a short break, see if we can get Trey back. Because I think he might want to come back now.
Oh, is he good?
It's on the call thing right now, I think. We can call him up and see.
You think?
Well, why don't we just go ahead and take a break for a couple of minutes and see if we can get Mr. Trey Day back here in the house.
Okay,
the basement.
Give me a moment to
to get his drinky drink on for the last couple of segments.
Super Brawl. That's a bad
Super
type of
Brawl.
The audiences.
Super
yeah,
Brawl.
Yeah, Super Brawl.
It ain't yeah. Super Brawl. It Super ain't Brawl. Nothing. It's the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Come to see people whoop ass.
Okay, well, anyway, this is Bob right here. We're going to be right back after a short break. You're listening to Keeping It Real Sports exclusively on HerNet Radio.
No.
We're music and talk are just one click away. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
gotta go. I'm gonna leave you on mine. I gotta go. I gotta go, American woman. Yeah.
Okay, and we're back. Bob here with Billy in the basement.
What's up?
Keeping it real, winding it down. Man, I'm sleepy.
Yeah, I'm getting there too.
I know, it's like, okay. But the thing about the, that's what I like about the basement, man. You fall asleep in the basement, you wake up, you're all cold.
Yeah, you just want to put your stove on and do the old-fashioned heat your ass up.
Yeah, there you go.
When you don't have enough money for oil in the winter.
Oh, yeah, or you run out of oil, man. Yeah. You got to go everybody in the kitchen.
You got to warm your socks. Oh, them's were the days.
Yeah, we miss those days, don't we? Not.
Yeah. So, Bob, man, we're going to move on to baseball.
Oh, right.
And what do you think about this campaign of Pete Rose, man, to try to get his butt into the Hall of Fame as if we don't hear about it enough?
He should give it up. Just it's his, I don't know what's up with him. Is it his ego or what?
I think so, dude.
Well, like I told you in the car, let's let it go, man. You're done.
But I have a question for you, though. I know that's how you feel, okay? And for me personally, I think he should be in. But, you know, he did do something wrong, and, you know, his memorabilia is in there. But here's my question to you. If he gets in, do you think he'll finally shut the hell up?
No. That'll just be as now that I'm accepted.
I'm the man.
I'm the man. You know what it is? Some people need attention.
Yeah, he seems like he's been needing a lot of attention lately.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I mean. The whole Hall of Fame thing is about attention. I mean, if you think about it, if you did your career, you're happy with what you did, and you move on, you know, and you just, and it's, I mean, it's a great honor to be in there, but I think this is the first time I've heard of somebody demanding to be in there. Like, I'm sure there are a lot of players who thought they were really good that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
You know,
but
so,
he is exceptionally good. And
but
he
messed
broken,
up.
But he did. That's you are so correct on that.
So I just don't get it. And he just won't go away.
Maybe if Bud Selig finally says, look, we're not putting you in, drop it already. I know he's not going to. He's going to do his little thing. Oh, I've been shafted, man. You know, they're all against me. But
yeah.
So I don't think the man is ever going to shut up.
Well, you know, like I said, he did his thing and then.
Yep, he did his thing. Well,
yeah, and then Matt's comment on it is that he goes to every Hall of Fame induction
yes,
ceremony.
Yes, he does. He sure does, and he tries to pull his, you know, push his issue.
Yeah,
and I don't know, man. If I was going to every one of those two, and I kept hearing him go on and on and on, I think eventually I'd be like, Pete, shut the hell up, give it up already, get the hell out of here,
and move on.
Yeah, move on with your life. Look. Your uniform is there, your glove is there, your bat's there, your ball's there, whatever is there. So what if your face is not there? You're in, you know, anyway, no matter what, you're in, even though your face is not on there.
That's
so
true.
So shut the hell
you're
up.
You're in.
Go home.
They're out.
Fucking go in your basement, get a beer, listen to, you know, Billy and Bob and Trey on the Keeping It Real
Sports.
Yeah,
actually, come down here and work.
That's right. Come down here, man. We'll put your ass to work.
No, I don't want him down here because I know what he's going to talk about every week. I should be in the Hall of Fame, man. How come I'm not in the Hall of Fame, man? All right.
You know what I'll have to do then? Pete, shut the F up.
Yeah.
And we're putting your ass on the first plane out of here because I can't take your ass anymore. And you know what? You look like a freaking leprechaun. What the hell's up with that hairdo? Put a bowl over your head and cut your head.
Yeah, there
Get
you
the
go.
Get the hell out of Hawaii. Goodbye. Nice seeing you.
Okay, well, you know what? While we're waiting, do you think we're going to get I don't think Trey's going to make it back.
I think Trey is deep into the family business, man.
Okay, so.
He has to do a favor for a favor, you know what I'm saying?
I have to do my.
The family business is taking precedent.
I'm going to have to do my interview of the week.
All right, go ahead.
My crybaby of the week. This goes out to the chairman of the FCC for worrying about Janet's breast.
They're making too much a big deal. Like how we were telling.
But here he is. So here's the interview.
Oh, okay.
So were you shocked and dismayed at seeing a woman's breast on national TV? But do you really think that it's the downfall of Elsa? I mean, how do you feel about actually seeing? Were you really that shocked and disturbed at that 2 second event? And what do you mean you don't think that it's fair that the television stations are just running amok? You got people singing about raping, banging, bitches, all this stuff, but you got to worry about the breast. So that's my crybaby interview of the week. Oh. Crybaby was right before the think music. Sorry about that. Okay, anyway.
That was good, Bob. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm going to have to do a better one. Anyway. Things that make me mad.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading a message from the producers. 30
seconds silence.
30 seconds. Things that make me mad. I'm just going to have to say it one more time. The Janet Jackson thing.
That's getting on my last nerve, too.
It's over. Let it go. I don't care. It's done deal. You people didn't see what you wanted to see. You saw more of it after it was done. You missed it. Get over it. Get a life. Get a grip. If you had to explain it to your 5-year-old, it's because you got excited.
That's
your
right.
Kid didn't see anything.
And you know what? It's just a damn boob, man.
That's right. Second thing that made me mad. People in Hawaii did not stop for school buses when the lights are flashing. They just drive by.
They're not supposed to.
That's right. It's against the law.
That's right.
You're supposed to stop.
And your ass will get busted.
And damn, the other thing is damn people that don't put the turn signals on when they cut their lanes. Like, I got to read your damn mind. They're driving along the highway and you see this head looking at you. And you got to think to yourself, I guess that means they want to come in my lane.
Like at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing that pissed me off about that, like you were saying, is the abrupt turn. Like, you're like an inch away from the other guy's bumper and they just decide to stick the rest of their car in between you.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Really sharp turn, too.
And then wave at you. Like, that's supposed to make you feel good. Oh, thanks. Thanks? What do you mean? So this is my recommendation to all those people. Next time you're in a supermarket, walk up to the front of the line and then just jump in between two people.
Oh, boy. All right, so, I don't know. Things that piss me off. You know what I'm going to go with right now, man, because we were talking about it. This whole Pete Rose thing is starting to really piss me off now. I'm getting tired of that crap, dude. Just like you with the Janet Jackson booby. I'm getting tired of hearing about it, and it's pissing me off. Enough is enough. Get over it.
Okay, that was it?
Yeah, but, well, let's why don't we just read us some of Trey's,
Oh, yeah, what
yeah,
Trey
since
had
since he's
to
not
say.
Here, we can just say, like, some of the things that make Trey mad, man, or, you know, unnecessary violence in movies. You know, like people getting blown up for no good damn reason. You know what I'm saying? Safety laws that draw fines. I don't know, you want to elaborate on that one?
Safety laws that draw... I have no idea.
I don't know either. Apparently cold weather, too.
Well, remember he started off talking
about
that.
Yeah, he sure did.
So why do people live where it's cold?
That's exactly right. And, you know, like he said, we grew up in the cold place, man, all three of us.
And we moved.
I mean, you know, some of us for the military reasons, but... That's the reason why we stay here, because it's beautiful, and it's comfortable, and we're not freezing our little cojones off, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. And then what's this other thing? You're not white because you speak so well on the phone.
Oh, man, I wish Trey was here to explain that one, because I'd like to hear about that.
I don't know what that would mean either. Or anyone ever tell you that you look like Tiger Woods?
Oh, boy.
Dogs. Worms motorcycles. I know he's talking about them loud ass motorcycles, even though I used to have one.
The Harleys, right?
You know what makes me mad too? I agree with this one. I do not like whistling.
Like
people that just walk around whistling.
Yeah, they're too freaking happy, huh?
No, it's just intrusive. I don't need to hear your damn whistling song. Keep it in your mind. Whistle to yourself.
Yeah, like hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work I go. But yeah, man, that gets annoying. That gets way annoying.
Yep.
Well.
Yes, that's things that make Trey mad. We covered that, and
we
I guess
are gonna
it's time
try
to roll,
and,
roll
yeah,
on out of the
here.
Basement. Yeah,
and
so,
we will try to get more interviews out next week for you and get those pictures on the internet so y'all can go see. And Bobby will be hard at work at doing that.
Yeah, I know. I don't have enough to do as
Bobby's the man, that's why.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's my favorite song.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, have you ever listened to this?
Right,
this
now.
Is a nice song.
Yeah, it is.
This is Fat Burger.
Fat Burger.
Love the name of that group, Fat
makes
Burger.
You just want to lay your woman down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just lay it down, caress her a little bit.
Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in.
Because Valentine's Day is Saturday, so you must do all of that.
That's right.
And much, much more.
Don't forget, you know what you can get your lady for Valentine's Day? A copy of this show. There you go. That's what she'd like. There, we're going to sit down, cuddle up, and listen to Keep It in Real Sports.
Because these guys are the shiznit, baby.
That's right. Well, anyway, on behalf of Trey, who had to leave early, this is Bob and my cohort here in Hawaii, Billy.
Yeah.
Coming to you exclusively on HerNet Radio, the best talk on the web. Sports, the Pro Bowl.
You name it, baby. We
got
on it.
We got it. But like Trey said, you know, they didn't give us a lot of credit, but every year we just keep inching up there. We just get a little more and a little more. So anyway, on that note, we're going to check out of here. And we will see you next week, Wednesday, at 6.
6 Hawaii time.
Hawaii time. And we will start at 6 Hawaii time.
So, Trey, when you download the archives to this, we will start at 6.
We will start at 6. And we will end at 9 or 8. Which is, we're out half over. Anyway, peace out, everybody. We'll see you on the flip side. Don't forget, if you're not telling your friends about this, you're just being selfish and keeping it all to yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't forget the other fine shows. We got Matt with Everyday People. So click on over to HernCo.com. Click on HernNet Radio, and you got 6 or 7 shows that will definitely brighten up your day, put a smile on your face. Aloha. We'll see you next week.
Take care.